walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Safia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET are written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, three pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And, of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers, because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory, a form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today, and a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today, just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer, and the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays, all kind, all of it, an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now.
Another world. Another time. The age of wonder. Another world, another time. As I will scream and point until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and then Owen Schroeder takes over at 3 p.m. Central. Okay, I've got to just pull back here for a moment and just make a statement. The New World Order is completely out in the open, is cartoon-level evil, and is doing insanely criminal, horrible things, and has openly produced a bioweapon and then produced a so-called vaccine that's worse than the bioweapon, and they are killing us. And anyone serving the system is insane. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're black, white. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Buddhist, Christian, atheist. This is completely out in the open and is completely bad for 99.99999999999% of us. There's less than 1,000 people that run the world, according to the Kissinger Group's own book, Superclass, put out 15 years ago, and I believe it's accurate. And the guy that wrote it, Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, tried to recruit me to go meet with them in New York and Henry Kissinger. Okay, so I'm explaining how real this is, okay? They tried to recruit me. They did it in front of my producer, so it's the only time I can talk about it because the other meetings were off record with other globalists. I have off-record meetings with these people, okay? This is 100% real. It's all out in the open. And it's just blowing me away that they've trained everybody saying it didn't exist for so long that to admit we're becoming slaves, to admit we're being poisoned is like saying the N-word or something. And people go, well, just don't talk about it. Or Gavin McGinnis had the best analogy yesterday. It's like he gets more support on the street than ever, but it's like they pop up from a trap door and say, hey, I'm on your side, but I'm hiding. Bye. You're not hiding from anything. So here's what's happening. When you think you're down in that trap door protecting yourself, you actually have your ass hanging out in the dark where these wolves can come and chew it off. So here's where we are. I have clip after clip after clip of even Senator Mnuchin saying, the problem's the free press and these platforms. We got to get rid of it. At the Davos Group, I've got Klaus Schwab saying, we are the masters of the universe. Like he's Skeletor. We have other leaders at this event saying, soon America will outlaw free speech. I have the clips. Because they're all talking about it. And I'm going to play you those clips. But these people think you're dumb animals and useless eaters is what they call you. And they are in the process of dumbing you down, brainwashing you, putting you in a helpless position, and then killing you. And it gets worse. for those that might survive, they're injecting us with a spike protein that infects our bodies and grows for the rest of your natural life and severs your DNA and gives you cancer on record and heart attacks and blood clots and strokes and everything else. I mean, this is just a fantastical nightmare. And I have friends and family that are somewhat awake, but you almost feel bad when they're sitting around talking about some petty problem they've got or something going on. You're like, hey, do you realize the world government's going into place, cutting off our resources, coming after our children, and trying to inject us with poison that also sloughs and gets other people sick and is a chronic infection when you've had COVID? Everybody's saying, oh, there's no viruses and this isn't real. BS. It is a synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Synthetic replicating nanoparticle. Now, the good news is there are all sorts of natural things that mitigate it. But it's like once your house gets cockroaches, you're going to have to routinely detox and get rid of them. You're going to have to go in and there are systems to get rid of this and block this and mitigate it. But the point is, this is just their first salvo. So, ladies and gentlemen, people ask me, how do you take all the attacks and all the pressure and how are you still doing this? And I mean, I'm like someone who's in a caved in mine and I'm with the miners and I've got pickaxes and we're trying to get back to the surface. I mean, why do I do this? Because I've got a survival instinct. This is not heroic. This should not be special. What I'm doing should be the default position. There's been a lot of famous cases of this where a cell is over and it's capsized and the water's slowly coming in and there's a hatch on the top, which is really the bottom of the boat, but you've got to swim out of the boat in the dark and you've got to climb up on top of the boat and you've got to open the hatch from the outside to get your family out. It's not heroic to swim the 50, 60 feet in the dark of night out of the sailboat and to come up in the waves and have your adrenaline and climb up on the top of the boat and open the top of the boat and get your kids out, get your wife out. Okay. We are in a freaking capsized boat that's sinking. Okay. And here's the collective allegory. I'm on top of the boat, but I'm not strong enough to open the latch. We have to collectively open the damn latch and get out of this thing, okay? I mean, I'll just be completely honest with you. You go out to dinner and you act like everything's okay. You go to a movie, you act like everything's okay. You go play tennis or golf or fish or whatever it is you like to do. I do it too. And you're designed to do that. And you're meant to go have some fun. But you can't go have that fun because until you fix the problem because you're acting like you're not in a capsized sinking boat. So if you're in a capsized sinking boat and you got 10 minutes till it goes under and you all drown and there's 10 of you in the boat, you don't go, hey, let's have a drink or let's play a game of cards. Here, let's play a game of bridge or maybe a poker or maybe blackjack. You can play blackjack when you get on the top of the boat and you get rescued and you get back to shore. You can play all the blackjack and all the poker your little hearts ever want once we're out of the emergency. So that's the problem is we're just normalized that they're lying to us and they're poisoning us and they're doing all this and we're just sitting here like the frog in the pot dying. So that's where I'm at, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the good news is we had a giant audience yesterday with all the great guests that came on and promoted us to their audiences. And we got a lot of new listeners. And the key is to wake new people up and really do the deep dive. It was an amazing broadcast from 8 a.m. To midnight last night, capped off with Gerald Celente. But it was so many great people on the show. It was over the top. I think Drew Hernandez was on completely on fire. The good news is a lot of new people tune in. The bad news is our fundraiser is the worst fundraiser we ever did. We raised about $50,000, $60,000 more than we'd usually bring in a day. There's some computer program problem, so it's broken. The graph on the website's not right, conspiracy fact on info. I'm going to get the latest numbers, and we'll just put a number up there, and then as it goes up, we'll update. I'm not bitching at anybody. And I get we're in a major, basically, depression, And I understand all that. And I'm not complaining to anybody out there. Okay, we're in a capsized boat. We're sinking. And it's kind of like a lot of people are like, well, yeah, now we know it's all true, Alex. We don't even need you anymore. And maybe that's what this is. And I just need to go off with my family and just get ready to try to mitigate this. But here's the problem. We have to be on air to fight the next wave of their attacks. And I'm going to get to that when we come back. We've got a really good chance of beating these people, but we've got to get serious and we've got to get hardcore. So I need you to share the links to the show and use the sites that get around the censors like conspiracyfact.info. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things you already need like Nitric Boost to protect your arteries and your heart with what's going on. You heard Dr. Judy Mikovits saying that's an incredible formula. It is. And super strong. That's just an example of a win-win. Keep us on air. Get a product you need. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air in the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for a limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off. Use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order It's Alex Jones.
All right. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Please listen to me very, very carefully. All of your lives are in danger. You've been hit with a bioweapon. They're coming at you with a poison that destroys your DNA and kills you slowly if it doesn't kill you right away. Everybody knows that. I've got stacks of news. It's all coming out. It's all confirmed. Everything we said is being confirmed in triplicate, that they counted flu deaths as COVID deaths in the first year. It wasn't the COVID. It is a poison. It is a nanotech. But it's the shot that is just infinitely more powerful and worse, and that will definitely chronically infect you for life if the shot is kept below 87 degrees. It doesn't work if it's not kept refrigerated. Within minutes, it falls apart. All right? So it's good news for all the people that took it that you didn't actually get a live dose. So let me just start getting to this, because these clips are so horrible. And a lot of people are saying, well, Davos are the puppets of the globalist above them, because they act so evil and they're so sinister and they look like Bond villains. They're not really in charge. And it becomes a debate. No, the CEOs and the corporate leaders and the defense ministers and the intelligence agency leaders and the Bilderberg Group members that run it are the managerial class of the actual owners and rulers. So there's only one level above them. They're the globalists. It's their mouth. It's like if I write you a letter to your house about what I think of you, and you get that letter handwritten by me, that's Alex Jones. Or if I take a gun and stick it to your head and pull the trigger and blow your brains out, Alex Jones did that, not the gun. That's the intent. So this whole debate is a side issue, and everybody's getting this wrong, okay? Klaus Schwab looks like a Bond villain because that's what his dad and his grandfather looked like. And he's the type of person that Ian Fleming based the characters on, because he was the deputy head of the OSS and then MI6. He was basing it on the grandfathers of these people. Henry Kissinger was OSS. He worked for these people. Do you understand that? So these are just the new generation of Henry Kissingers that are the top legates. They have globalist imperial power. Caesar would have one or two people that would carry a seal when he sent them somewhere, and they spoke as Caesar. That's who these people are. So let's just get past that and go, why do they act so evil? What is the whole point of this? Are they, of course, they're minions that'll be set up and burned from time to time. But all of those discussions are really academic and don't matter. Okay? These people are a psychotic transhumanist death cult who believe they're becoming gods, extraterrestrials, as Kerry said 2 days ago. If you just tuned in, he said it, folks. Look it up. I played it 10 times yesterday. I'm not going to play it again. And they're saying they're masters of the universe and they control the world and they're saving the world and they're going to silence everybody that disagrees with them, and they're going to take your bodies over and they're going to reprogram your DNA for your own good. And the first thing they rolled out is something that permanently messes up your DNA for generation after generation with a deadly spike protein self-replicating. So we are sitting here just normalizing this. This isn't a Netflix episode of a science fiction dystopia movie. This is not, oh, it's Alex Jones's opinion. This is happening. This is going on. And I don't care if you are a school teacher or an auto mechanic in the FBI, in Congress, a doctor, a lawyer, a auto mechanic, a person in the military, a police officer, a homemaker, you are under attack. And you can sit there and pretend all day long that you're going to go along with the system like a Stockholm Syndrome idiot and pretend, because it's so scary to admit what's going on, that it's not happening. Well, I know it's happening. It is happening. It's happening in front of us, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting. These people are in the process of cutting all of our energy off, our mobility off, and poisoning the living daylights out of us. I've watched these clips repeatedly, and it's very hard to watch them. Because I'm going to explain now why they act like Dr. Evil, because Dr. Evil's based on them. People are getting it backwards. Dr. Evil and Blofeld is what they are. So they make movies and write books about the characters. Like, I never met real Italian gangsters until I became somewhat famous and was doing movie premieres. People go, well, that's John Gotti's, cousin, and that's John Gotti's nephew or whatever it was at the thing. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. And then later I went in search engine and like, holy hell, that is who that is. And these guys were literally there thanking me, and you're right about they blew up the towers and we know about it and we're all pissed off and we love you, and patting me on the cheek and crying. And I never knew, like in movies, I thought that's Hollywood. The Italian gangsters do not start crying and patting you and trying to kiss you on the cheek at a movie premiere and tell you how much they love you. This is not real. It's exactly how they act. See, Hollywood's based on is making movies about gangsters, how they actually act. Okay? And it's the same thing. He looks like Dr. Evil because he is Dr. Evil. Do you understand me? And when I met those Italian gangsters, and I ran into them a few other times, went to New York, other ones, I thought it was a joke the way they were acting. Crying. Oh, it was ridiculous. I'm not putting them down. It was ridiculous, though. But it was a show of respect to me, a Texan, a guy coming up crying and patting on you, and, you know, having to hug you and kiss on you and stuff. It's, you know, a little weird, but I get what was going on. It's the same thing, folks. Hollywood makes those movies. That's exactly how they are. And that's exactly what these people like. So listen to me very carefully. They are doing all this evil stuff because they want to rub your face in it. They want to break your will. There comes a point where they have to emerge, where they're carrying their plan out, and they're going to do it, and they're doing it because they need to sit up there in front of their criminals, in front of their minions, in front of their psycho cult members, and act confident and act powerful, because they just launched the biggest mass murder operation in human history. Donald Pleasance played a character in a BBC TV program. I forget the name of it. We played a clip of it a few weeks ago. The news something. Guys, look that back up for me. Yeah, the Newsbusters. How they're creating, and he looks and acts like Klaus Schwab, because that's what they're like, ladies and gentlemen. That's who they are. And so, yes, you're looking, people go, man, they act so evil. They say such evil things. They say these incredibly horrible things. This can't be real. Oh, it's as real as a heart attack, ladies and gentlemen. It's as real as a heart attack. It's a frickin' cult. They are Blofeld. They are Dr. Evil. Those characters are based on these people. You look at who founded the Bilderberg Group, they all look like Dr. Evil. Because they are. They're evil as it gets. Folks, they're injecting 6-month-old babies and pregnant women with a shot they know is going to wreck their life and probably kill them. That's pretty damn evil. So get it through your head. They're real. They're coming for you and your family. They're killing you. And when we come back, even bigger news, folks. It's massive. Stay with us.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a 3-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you had. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So humanity is facing its greatest challenge in our known history on this planet. There were some bigger challenges. It's not in history. I don't know about them. But it's big. And so now I'm going to start getting these clips, these articles. And it is just insanely naked, open aggression against humanity. It is just a declaration of war to get their people and their operatives hyped up to go against us. And I'll tell you why they're coming out of the closet so bad. We've already wrecked them. They'll never get their plan completed now, but they may be able to destroy life on the planet in the process. But they're done. So any victory they have will be pyrrhic. But look at this Fox News headline, okay? And I told you about this days ago. That was the intel, but it's happening. Elites in Davao strategize on how to fight right-wing groups hit back. They go on to say certain people online with platforms are talking about us and Tucker Carlson, anybody else that resists them. And they say, we've got to go after these people. We've got to stop them. They have exposed us. They've exposed our plans. And if we don't remove them, it's over for us. They control the intelligence agencies, the media, the think tanks, all of it. So, let's read the article. Fighting back against the right wing and disinformation, that's a quote, it spreads as a critical step, their number one mission, they're saying, for restoring trust in non-governmental organizations, private corporations getting UN control, that are working with governments, that's putting their people in, and other organizations on projects aimed at improving the state of the world, according to participants of a panel Tuesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We've got all the clips of this, by the way. A discussion about disrupting distrust. Oh, disrupting distrust. The New York Times says, don't ask questions, don't do your own research. That's what a cult tells you. Here, wear this VR thing over your head. Here, take this experimental shot. Here, send your kid to a pedophile drag queen time. In a discussion about disrupting distrust, Richard Edelman, and by the way, we're getting these clips now, CEO of the Global Communications for Elderman, said one of the sadnesses he's experienced over the last few years has been the deterioration of trust in NGOs, the ones that ran the creation with big tech of Google put money in and others of the virus, the blocking therapeutics, the putting people on ventilators. They created the policy. They say they're creating policy. They say they penetrate the governments and are capturing democracies so that only shareholders, the corporations, run things. These are all quotes. Totalitarianism, dictatorship, centralized control. He said companies are now trusted more than NGOs in dealing with civil issues, and he blamed this change on right-wing groups. But these are companies running these NGOs as the new government. So he's obfuscating there. Now we're exposing the corporations that are running it. My hypothesis on that is right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs, he said. They've challenged the funding sources. That's when we got BlackRock all together to say they're not going to fund the carbon taxes. That's the main group. They're backing off because we're using our power as consumers. They hate that. Just go away, lay over, and die, they say. Just crawl in a hole and give up. How about you crawl in a hole and give up? You want me to die? I'm not going to kill you, but in the words of Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. No, you like Dr. Evil stuff? I can act really evil for you, Klaus Schwab. No, 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 you will die. You will die, not us. No, 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 no. You will die, not us. Master of the Universe, Skeletor. Humanity, you like your little He-Man analogies? Humanity has Jesus Christ. We have the power, not you. We have the truth. We have the sword. You don't have it. And you know it, you scumbag. That's why you like to look evil to scare people and run around and kill people. You think that's powerful. You will be destroyed by God. You will die. Your seed will die. You will be cast into the Phantom Zone, not us. Excuse me. I can act a lot more evil than that. That's nothing, but I'm not going to channel it. I'm not going to be part of it. I can scare everybody, freak everybody out right now, but I'm not going to do it. The point is, continuing here, Edelman said issues like how to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate change, all their lies, all their power grabs, all their fraud, and racial equity, their racial division, race war, are all suffering because of reduced trust in NGOs. He also suggested one way to regain trust in the NGOs is to fight back against the right-wing groups. What do you think they've been doing against us? So they're circling the wagons right now. You guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch, he said. You have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you've got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And we call it pre-bunking. That's what they're doing and demonizing me with tens of thousands of articles and thousands of TV programs everywhere, Hollywood movies, Spider-Man, you name it, is inoculating people pre-bunking before they ever hear me and see what I'm going to cover. Because I'm going to show you the clips of these evil bastards next segment. There's so many of these, I can't even get to them all. It's insane. By the way, guys, I saw the video of this, and I meant to send it to you. Go get the video of this bastard saying this stuff, please. Thank you. Bastards are great people, actually. I that's too nice a name. Cockroach is too nice a name. This control freak, self-appointed loser devil. That's a good description. And it goes on and on. You got to go read this article. I'll get more to it next hour, but I need to start getting to these clips. They are insane in the membrane. But let's get to something I didn't get to yesterday. Here is the opening on Monday of Davos. Elon Musk has said, oh, master of the universe, that doesn't sound creepy at all. That doesn't sound evil. And again, Musk is positioning himself to be happy and fun, and he's friendly, and, oh, I'm a little nice elf. I'm friendly. I'm not scary at all. He's smart. He's sophisticated. I don't know how bad he is or if he's bad. I think the jury's out, but I don't think the apple falls too far on the tree. I'll leave it at that. I trust Elon Musk about as far as I can throw him, but when he does good things, I'd say more power to him. But these guys just reek of evil, and their actions are pure evil. Here is the opening of Davos by Herr Schwab.
Good evening, and a very cordial welcome to the annual meeting 2023. I express this cordial welcome on behalf of the Board of Trustees and my colleague, Holger Brend, is the president, and all the members of the management board, as well as all the people who are here to make your stay here enjoyable and productive. We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged. Governments, business, civil societies, the young generation, and I could go on, I think is the first step to meet all the challenges.
And what I did is conflate, there's so many clips, in another clip he says, we're not just going to master the world or our bodies, but the space, the universe. And then Carrie's like, we're like extraterrestrials. It's crazy. We're going to come back with the rest of it and all these new clips where they're like, we're going to take all your rights, take your speech. And soon the Americans will ban the speech. Wait till we come back. That's an actual quote. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top bestsellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. want the planet for themselves, my friends. If we're so stupid we let them kill us, we deserve it. Except children don't deserve it, do they? And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and he that sat on the horse was named Death. Another translation is, I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. The book of Revelation. Very serious times to be alive, folks. They're not just doing this as a one-off. This is the beginning of the rest of our lives. This is our fight. And I'm proud of humanity. The globalists even admit it's leaked. They're very upset that they're losing and that this hasn't gone the way they thought it would.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWarsMD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one lone song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
All right, I really should have started the broadcast today with get ready for their next attack. They love to tell you what they're going to do to you ahead of time. There's countless examples of that. And I know from the body language and the pre-programming and just all the factors and earmarks that the staged cyber attacks to be blamed on Russia or right-wing groups are imminent and have already been going on behind the scenes at the airports and the pipelines and the rest of it to get the government agencies all hyped up and ready for the big one that they're going to launch on us. And I've got a clip where they said, guaranteed the next 3 years, massive worldwide outages, cyber attacks, and only a global government that controls everything with AI can save you. So their answer is more centralization to fix the problems of centralization. I've got that clip, but I'll get to that start of the next hour. I want to start drilling through these clips, and there's so many of them that I can't get to all of them, but I'm going to start getting to them. Of Brian Stelter failing up at Harvard Kennedy School and now Davos, panel leader, with Mnuchin and with EU leaders and others saying, with U.S. congressmen up there on the stage agreeing and nodding their heads, that we're about to outlaw the First Amendment, we're about to outlaw hate speech, which is whatever they define as denying shots, denying open borders, replacement migration. They've got bills introduced to put you in jail for 5 years, federal felony, if you say there's a U.N. plan for replacement migration, which is an official U.N. plan. And I have the clips of that. So, I mean, it is an orgy of, yeah, we're taking all your rights. And let's just get started with it. Here's the first clip. European Commission VP Vera Jourova of the WEF. Illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S., I think, that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. And it's already the EU telling big tech over here, of course they're all part of it, to censor and control or they'll charge them criminally. So that's how this works. And our government won't stand up and say, no, our companies are shielded because they're part of it. And so they then use it as an excuse to take all of our rights. And we de facto go under EU, UN control, and the UN's all over the news. I played it yesterday saying, oh, the UN runs the speech. The UN controls everything. The UN is already controlling big tech, and we're censoring all these things. Again, it's just totally not just illegal. It's an outside takeover. Here she is.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country, because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
And I know it's Manchin. I like to call him Mnuchin. Here's Manchin. Now listen to what he says here. The problem we have is the open press system. So here's a senator from West Virginia. The problem we have here is the open press system and basically all the platforms. That's the problem. Here it is.
The problem that we have is the open press system and basically all the platforms. So if you're able to have five platforms, social platforms, that you can basically personify the extremes, somebody who is extremely right or extremely left, and it seems like that is the majority speaking. They're not the majority, but they're basically driving everybody to make a decision. What side are you on? Are you on this side or this side? And in America, there's only one side, the American side. It's not the Republican side or Democrat. We should be coming together to solve the problems from a different angle.
But they're not solving the problems. They're sabotaging us. And then here's Al Gore. Al Gore, all anti-climate businesses must be destroyed and reined in by the unelected gods, the WWF, World Wildlife Fund. Only what your new masters decide is acceptable should be funded and survive. Governments listen to these lunatics. They don't listen to them. They put them in power. It's a corporate global takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Al Gore.
Enough already. Enough. And I don't want to get sidetracked onto what needs to happen, but we need to scale up climate finance, but we need desperately to scale down anti-climate finance. And we are still subsidizing the burning of fossil fuels globally at a rate 42 times larger than the subsidies for the shift toward renewables and EVs, et cetera. We need new leadership at the World Bank. We need them to scale up the leverage and vastly increase the amounts that are committed. And we need to rein in the anti-climate activities of the fossil industry.
So this is the private central banks and the Rothschilds cutting off our energy to make us poor and control us for the universal basic income so they can dictate every facet of your life for depopulation. And what makes us poor here will kill billions of people at every actuarial table that's been looked at. Elon Musk criticizes WEF Chairman Schwab's call to be masters of the future, masters of our bodies. And they also said, we played the clip earlier this week of Harari saying, we'll take over your bodies whether you like it or not, and the future is not human. Again, these people are absolutely out of control. Here's Davos WEF Open Forum in Harmony with Nature. Bastian Giraud, member of the Swiss National Council, breaks down the need for 15-minute smart neighborhoods, as he called them sustainable districts, so that people don't need to own a car and you'll be locked in them. You'll be charged to leave it. I mean, it's insane. Here's another one. Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar says, at the WEF, we need to give dignity to the 13 to 15 million illegals living in America. So they shut down the third world for years during the lockdowns, not just months like here, years. They've done surveys in Reuters, 90-something percent say they're coming here because they were farmers or whatever and never could have a job and were starving to death. So I'm not even against most of these people coming. I'm against the human smuggling, the child trafficking, the Democrats bringing in, like they did in Europe, the globalist, a permanent underclass they control, and breaking our borders and cutting our wages and hurting everybody, including them. So here's the people destroying these folks, saying we need to give them dignity. Go ahead and roll that clip.
of her. Whole of the immigration system. Because not only we need those hands, like the Congress, like us, a senator was saying, but we need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are, most of them Hispanics, I would say 85%, who speak my language, look like me, and sound like me, that are contributing with the economy of this country, and they live in the shadows. So it's time to seal the border, like she said, put order, let's see who comes in and who doesn't, and then turn around and give dignity. That doesn't mean path to citizenship. That means to include them and make them dignified members of our community.
Thank you.
By the way, that's been their plan. The same thing with Europe that's 10 years ahead of us with the open borders is you open the borders for a couple of years, flood everything, have homeless people everywhere, crime, human trafficking, and say, hey, we're going to seal the border, but we're going to give everybody an app through the UN and through Health and Human Services and through the Border Patrol, through ICE, through HHS or DHS, and we're going to just let them come. So the border's sealed. So citizens can't get out now. Oh, it'll be sealed. Don't worry when they're done. It's just, it's one way. You can come in, you can't leave. Unless you've had all the shots and all the controls and they let you. And they're banning domestic travel all over Europe in aircraft because that's for the earth. And they're saying, oh, all these cities banned by 2025, non-electric cars and no delivery vehicles or no taxis are allowed to be gas driven or diesel driven or even natural gas driven. By the way, I'm all for natural gas driven cars. I remember like 20 years ago, cities were buying those fleets. They are cleaner. It's super cheap. It works great. And we can really develop better technologies for natural gas for cars. Totally clean. But it puts out carbon dioxide that they've listed as a pollutant. We're going to go to break and come back with this. It's beyond epic. I'm going to get to more of their clips, more of their quotes. I'm going to get those clips that I mentioned earlier in the Fox News piece where they're just openly declaring war on InfoWars and on you and admitting that we've hurt them bad. So you've done this. We've got a fighting chance. But support us. The fundraiser is still alive. We need more funds. We need to raise at least a couple hundred thousand more dollars in the projection for the next month for what we brought in yesterday. Because I didn't really harp on stuff. I had a bunch of great guests. We had a huge new listenership come in yesterday. That was very successful. But I did big mistakes like not having a graph for how much money was coming in. That always makes people donate because they can see it go up as it happens. I just forgot and didn't tell them to do that. And so my fault. But very successful emergency broadcast yesterday. But not successful at raising funds. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. A lot of amazing products. A huge sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war. The information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air in the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for a limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off. Use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Sophia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET are written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, 3 pages long, and the AI just moves around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And, of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
I must be right. I must be right. I must be right.
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers. Because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory, a form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today, and a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today, just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer, and the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now.
Some optimistic music at the start of this intro because our rebel forces have been winning some major victories against the New World Order. And now they're realizing that our forces are very well equipped. We're more dangerous than they realized. I love humanity. We're going to go so far together. We're not going to let our ancestors down. We're not going to let our future progeny down. Our greatest days are coming. As negative as the last hour was, I already read some of it. It's all over the news. They are scared. They are disheveled. Their people are defecting to our side. Everything's leaking. Everything they touch is turning to pure crap. Evil always gets a jump on good, but when good takes action, we're unstoppable. Now, some of us are going to have to make big sacrifices in that process, but we are designed, ladies and gentlemen, to fight evil. We are designed to be heroes. We are designed to do the right thing when we make that decision. And that's what we are fulfilled by. And so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, AP, Reuters, Fox News. I mean, we've got the video clips. It's coming up. I'm going to open the phones up as well. They say, we're devastated. Everyone hates us and thinks we're mass murdering criminal masterminds that want to run the planet and take over their bodies. But in all their past statements, they say, we're taking over. We own your bodies. Humans are obsolete. We're going to rewrite the world. We're going to change your DNA. We're going to cut your fossil fuels off. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You'll eat the bugs. You'll drink the sewage water. I mean, they're doing it. And people used to go, when I made the Obama deception, I said, they're going to ban your beef. They're going to ban your gas-powered stoves. And they're going to ban the space heaters. They're going to ban your fireplaces. They're going to ban organic farming. And they're going to ban... People are like, okay. And I'm showing documents when I say this. People are like, come on, Alex. It's not going to do that. Well, here you are. Here you are. So Obama didn't go around in his last year in office to Latin America and Africa and Asia and say, you're not allowed to have cars or air conditioning, and you shouldn't have children. You're bad. Meanwhile, the oceans will rise by 2017 and flood everything. Sea level will rise 5 feet as he buys a luxury compound at 1 foot above sea level in Martha's Vineyard. They tell you, you can't go on a vacation. You can't own a car, but, oh, we can have 5, 6 kids, and we can fly around on big old private jets. They're a joke. Reject them. Realize who they are and say no to them. And they can have all the stolen Ponzi scheme money in the world and then get all these idiots to line up and take the money. But the world they're building, the money won't be worth anything. It's a dystopia. So they sell you on status and you'll be patted on the head, and they have regional groups that are copies of the big international and national groups, and you can be part of it and you can be patted on the head and you can get likes on Facebook and Twitter. But almost all of it is bots. All of it is dopamine manipulation. It's not real. It's not bona fide. It's not the bones. It's not the guts. It's not the hard core of anything that we're designed to enjoy and do on our mission. So I dropped the ball this morning. I normally write the show headline for the broadcast, but I didn't go tell the great Ben Warren what to write. So he wrote this. that is absolutely on target. And here it is. Wednesday Live. Globalists panic as they realize Great Awakening cannot be stopped. Learn what happens next. Tune in. And you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, about 12 years ago in Canada at their Council on Foreign Relations, said, we can no longer brainwash and control people in the future. We're going to lose them. He was actually the superstar, not Kissinger. He's the big 500-pound brain. And very evil. And dead now, of course. With his evil daughter hosting MSNBC with Psycho Joe in the morning Psycho. And so he said, it's just easier to kill everybody. And so you need to get ready to kill everybody or we're going to lose control. Wow, quite a clip. I probably played it 100 times. Played it 2 weeks ago. But if I just play it for you, you're not going to care about it. But if I say you should go find it, everybody will suddenly care. It's how the human brain works. If I say it's on Infowars.com, I'm having him say that, post it on the live show feed. Maybe 1,000 of you go look at it. But if I say, is Alex Jones lying? Did Zbigniew Brzezinski say that? Oh, then everyone's going to go check. In fact, don't go find Zbigniew Brzezinski saying that. I made it up. It's not real. And, of course, I didn't make it up. It is real. But the human psyche's weird. The human psyche's weird. I remember once a really good radio salesman that worked for Rush Limbaugh explained to me. Well, actually, Rush Limbaugh worked for him. It was Roger Ailes. He was trying to hire me to Fox and offer me a Saturday show that I didn't take. And he said, Alex, you're a really good salesman. But he said, the biggest thing is you just got to step aside and let us tell you what to sell. And it'll be so easy and it'll be great. You'll have a book deal every year and you'll have a major nightly Fox show once we vetted you for a few years and done all this. And he said, what you do with your sales is you hard sell them. He goes, have you ever tried to stick money in a money change machine, like at a video arcade? He just said change machine. And if you try to cram the dollar bill in, it won't take it. But if you just act like you almost don't want it to have it, you just very kind of, it sucks in every time. And I said, yeah, that's a really good analogy. Why are those machines like that? He said, well, that's how real sales are. And I can teach you that and take you to the next level. That's Roger Ailes. The guy that created Rush Limbaugh, the guy that found Rush Limbaugh. And so that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. And before he died, Ailes was really upset about things. I mean, Ailes was probably a womanizer, had his own issues, but he actually didn't hate the country at the end of the day. And he was a visionary. And he was batting around, launching a new Fox and having me as the main host and all this other stuff. But talking to him at the time, you could tell he was gone. His brain was like gone. So people said, why aren't you taking this Roger Ailes stuff seriously? Some of the other folks in the Trump administration early on, right at the start, and I said, Roger Ailes ain't launching nothing, okay? Roger Ailes is out the pasture. But I don't know why I'm going to that story. I'm just explaining to you the inside baseball of this. So do not go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do not, and do not get the amazing product that Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even asking her plug yesterday, she said, you've got an amazing, one of the best formulas we've seen. In fact, she told me that some of this off air as well, but she said, you've got an amazing product and I'd like to promote it. She goes, because it's what you need to clean out your blood and properly protect yourself with all the stuff that's going on. Your formula, which is not my formula, it's a nationwide bestseller that we private labeled under our name, is really good and everybody should be taking it. And it's Nitric Boost, ladies and gentlemen. So you should go to InfoWarsStore.com. We do have a limited supply of it because it's one of the items that we got a limited order in for because they had like 10 things that they were saying were bestsellers and recommending I should sell them. And, you know, we're sitting there budgeting, well, how much we buy this, how much we buy that. But it turns out we didn't order enough of this. It's going to be gone very soon, but we'll get more in very quickly. This company's quick and turns it around because they're one of the big manufacturers out there. But it's already a best-selling product. It's already been out there for years. But now this stuff's flying off the shelf everywhere. And if you don't get a nitric booster from us, get it from somebody else, but I would get what's in our formula. It's very strong, and I would consult your physician before you take this, because if you're already on blood thinners, you're already doing something else, obviously this is powerful, this is real, you need to look into it. Because with any of our supplements, these aren't fillers, these aren't crap, they'll blow you away. So Nitric Boost, go read about all the ingredients in it, what it does for your cardiovascular, your heart, your brain, everything, so good for your blood. Learn about it. InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWarsMD. And I wonder why they told me, hey, we're sold out of the HGH Max Boost. That was because when we did the order, we hadn't gotten the full order. We do have the full order, just came in. I was told I can promote it again. HGH Max Boost is the already number one best-selling post-workout bodybuilder formula with natural compounds that do incredible things to your cells and cleaning them out and incredibly deep sleep, so much more. But as I told everybody, this is not a game. So if you're older or you're not in super good shape or whatever you're doing, take about a quarter of the dose the first time. Listen to me. We're not selling weak crap here. We actually get complaints that down and out's too strong. It's a freaking super strong natural sleep aid. Obviously, you need to take what's directed or take lower. Exactly. This stuff is powerful. HGH Max Boost, back in stock in Four Store. What if you had the plans to the Death Star? What if you knew the globalist operations and could stop it? Well, we've done the research. We have the number one best-selling book in the country. Not just in politics, but period. It's The Great Reset and the War for the World. And you get a signed copy of this, the last 1,400, to keep InfoWars on the air. Please take action. I want to thank you all for your past support. Get one of these signed copies and know you kept InfoWars on the air at the most critical juncture in our history. Again, 2023 is here. The last run of signed copies of the book. We also have unsigned copies as well. The signed copies are limited and are about to run out. Thank you for your support. Again, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high quality full spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality directly from the manufacturer to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order,
It's Alex Jones.
I've seen them in their Phantom Zone tombs. Hell is a place far worse than what primitives try to describe it as. It is the separation from God. It is the eternal tombs of the soulless. All right, I'm only going to take 6-7 phone calls, so I don't leave anybody on hold. Ahead of our next guest coming in studio, an amazing guest. I'll just introduce them when they get here. They're here, but it'll be a surprise. Really smart guy, a lawyer, and worked in the Defense Intelligence Agency and did a lot of great work in the fight against the New World Order behind the scenes and publicly. So that's coming up next hour. But I did want to just take a few phone calls on what do you make of the Davos Group? How scared they are. Not just their words, their body language, and we're going to organize and we're going to crush you and we're going to get together. In fact, that's the one clip I forgot to play from yesterday that I didn't get to. Look at yesterday's list. I forget the exact quote, but it was Klaus Schwab said, we've got to be strong. We've got to come together. We've got to fight these people. We've got to stand strong. I mean, so he's literally up there as the captain on their ship going, yeah, they're hurting us. Yeah, we're in trouble. We got to be strong. I read you the other quotes earlier where they're like, they're beating us really bad. We got to just learn to take a punch. And man, you've been punching us with bioweapons, jerks. You think we're just going to roll over? Don't you get it? Your plan is blown. Your operation is blown. You're not getting away with it. Okay, they found the clip. We'll play it in a moment. And that's the thing about these clips are dizzying. There's so many of them. But I can just keep reporting to you that bare minimum, they go down with us. Bare minimum. So the worst outcome is they burn with us, okay? And I don't want that outcome. I love my children. I love the future. And I think we can really turn this around with God's help. But bottom line, I want the globalists to know something. I want to look right in that camera. I want to explain something to them. You have failed. You're done. And you're going down. You understand that? And your intimidation and your attacks on us doesn't do anything but make us fight back harder. You understand that? I will never give up, and I've already broken your will. God has broken your will. We are breaking your will, and you're losers. Do you understand that? You will be destroyed one way or another. So understand that with all my will, all my heart, all my soul, directed and aligned with God as best as my failed soul can do, I pledge my eternal resistance to you for all time, space, and continuum, and my entire will against you. My entire soul and everything I've got committed against you and your people. You will be broken, you will be smashed, and you will be condemned to a tomb for eternity. You understand that, and you know. You will stare into a bucket of dust for eternity. I've already seen these people there, folks. The time's a loop. They've already failed. And like the Terminator analogy, they already know they've lost, so Skynet's trying to send things back to stop what's going to happen. They already know they're losers. They already know their time's short. They already know they're done. And they've got a bunch of losers like Brian Stelter and Klaus Schwab trying to claw us back with them into their grave. Guess what? I'm not crawling in that grave with you. And that's what I want people to really get. This is not even a choice. It is a choice, but it's not a choice when you look at the options. You're just like, that's not a choice. I'm going with God. They're divorced from God. They are anathema from God. They are removed from it. And they are the biggest losers in the universe, sitting up there with their power, pretending like they're winners, and they know deep down they already signed on with the devil. And their only hope is they can claw enough of us with them to keep them company. And guess what? They want to be removed from God. I want to be removed from them. And that's what this process is. So them killing you, them attacking you, them going after your family, them humiliating you, them pissing on you, them flogging them, them crucifying you, them pulling your fingernails out and your teeth out. It's nothing compared to separation from God. It's all transitory. And I know I'm preaching here, but the toll-free number to join us, specifically on the Davos Group with these incredible clips, and the fact that they're admitting they're being destroyed, they're admitting everybody hates them. I mean, folks, if you go to Instagram or Twitter or Facebook anywhere, and you put up a Davos clip in a liberal area, 90% of the comments are against them. Joe Rogan or somebody posted a clip of me, he did it last year, against the globalist. It had millions of comments, over 10 million views last time I looked at the video, and 99.9%. I had to read for hours to find someone for Bill Gates. Him admitting 80% of people got sick in secret trials they did of the shot. That was an NBC clip. Think about that. There was over a million comments, over 10 million views, and I had to read for hours to find one person. So yes, Klaus Schwab, we know the climate change is a fraud. We know you scripted it as you're the saviors. We know you're a puppet of the Rothschilds and New World Order. We know you are a literal demon on earth for your master trying to destroy us, and we don't like you, and we know you're bad. And so you may have a mass of asleep people and a bunch of third world folks you can feed on who are living in mud huts, but anybody that knows how to go type on a computer and go online hates you with a passion. And by the way, the people cooking your food hate you. The people changing your beds hate you. The people wiping your ass hate you. Your family hates you. Your children hate you. And I'm telling you this, I'm not a violent person. I'm not calling for violence. But I can tell you that I see the pattern historically and I see it now. We're not going to kill any of these people. We're not going to play into their game of violence so they can derail our velvet revolution of intellect. But I will tell you that it is going to be the children, and it is going to be the people that work for these folks that are going to destroy them by leaks and info and everything else. And if they keep going, and if they ever got successful overrunning us and are really trying to put us in camps like they've set up under the guise of COVID and things get really bad, it is going to be the family members of the New World Order who have been abused by these people and attacked by these people that are going to use the Star Wars analogy of throwing Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft. So they're done. You're all done. I'll tell you, you're all dead. You're dead. You're dead spiritually. And if you keep pushing, you know what you are. You know what you've done. And you know it's a two-way street. I'm going to tell all the minions who are still on the fence serving this, you better get on the right side right now. Stay with us.
It's your last chance to own a piece of real history. Your support of InfoWars has made history. We've had the most devastating effects against the globalists, and their whole agenda is in deep trouble. But now it's more important for us to stay on air than ever. And if you don't support us, we will shut down. I am asking you from the bottom of my heart to commit even harder to the support you've given to this fight and to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get one of the last signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, my number one worldwide bestseller. You can buy the unsigned book at InfoWars. You can buy it at Amazon, buy it anywhere. But if you want to get the signed copy and be part of a fundraiser to keep us on air at this critical point, if you want to answer our bat signal, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World right now. I want to thank all of you that did get signed copies, and I want to encourage those of you that didn't to take action now, and please keep us on air. Thank you so much. Please take action. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Everyone watching should realize that this is an information war, and it takes money to fund an information war. And everyone should decide to take the fight to the next level and to take the fight to the very tip of the spear and ensure we stay in the field in this war against the New World Order by visiting InfoWarsStore.com right now and taking action. I thank you for your past support, and I ask you now to count the cost and realize that only your commitment to keep InfoWars on the air will ensure our victory against the New World Order. They're coming for you and your family. They're coming for me. They're coming for the children. But to get to the children, they've got to get through us first. These monsters are all over television wanting to give these shots to newborn babies. They're already giving them to pregnant women. Miscarriages are off the chart. 80%+ increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters after these poison shots. We can and will save the children, and they are counting on us. Let's do it together. And the fight starts at InfoWars.com. And the fight continues with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now take action now.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the info war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I dropped the ball. I didn't give the number out.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I'm going to take 6-7 phone calls, starting this segment next, but I dropped the ball to give the number out. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, specifically on Davos. But listen, so many times we cover big news, and I just cover it and move on. The fact that they are everywhere, admitting that their whole New World Order agenda is in trouble, that governments and corporations and private individuals are pulling their money out of BlackRock and out of Vanguard and killing their whole carbon tax, they're getting their asses handed to them. And I know they just hit us with a bio attack, killed millions of people, and it's terrible. But you know what? At least we're swinging back. And let me tell you, we are bloodying the living hell out of these people. In fact, right now, we got them down. Politically, nonviolently. But I say go to the ribs, break every rib, and then get the head politically, nonviolently, and just start ramming it in the concrete. And then go ahead and just pick them up and just do a full power slam. Because it just needs to be done politically, nonviolently, in a loving way. So every time you support us, every time you share the word, they're the most evil people on earth that just hit us with a bioweapon and are injecting six-month-old babies with deadly poison have said I'm their number one enemy, that you're their enemy, and that they're coming after all of us to destroy us. Well, great. I already knew that, okay? So, whatever you're going to do, do it. I am counting on God right now, and I am trusting God, and God hates cowards, and God wants me to go after these people with everything I've got.
But this is not like a hobby. It's not like you're tuning in and, oh, that guy says some wild stuff. This is the rulers of the world trying to cut your resources off, dumb you down, take your food away, and kill your ass. And I don't understand why people would want to sit there and go, well, that's too scary. I'm just going to say it's not happening. You have ensured your slow destruction with that loser attitude. And a lot of listeners are tuned in saying, well, I don't think like that. Why are you saying that to us? I'm not saying that to you. It's a prodigal son story. Prodigal son comes back, and the good son that stayed there and worked hard said, why are you giving him his inheritance again? Why are you throwing the biggest party? Why are you killing the red heifer? Why are you doing this? He goes, you know how much I love you? I love you way more than your little brother. But this is a celebration. So obviously you guys are awake. You know what's going on. I'm worried about people that don't get how serious this is. And that's who I'm reaching out to. And that's who I'm trying to warn. And that's who I'm trying to get to, because God wants us to do that. And again, even if you look at leftists and go, good, you degenerate, stupid ass leftist, go ahead and take your fourth or fifth shot. Go ahead and die. And part of me that's sick goes, God, another leftist dead. Good. And I'm like, no, that's somebody we lost. That's somebody the enemy took over. That's somebody that was so brainwashed they did it themselves. Just because they're a wind-up toy that attacked us and lied about us. No, I need to actually love that person. Because I don't want to take on that hateful energy that they have at us back at them. And when I say that, folks, when I point my finger at you, there's three more back at me. I am the worst. I used to operate on 50% love, 50% hate. Like, I was doing it because I love people and I love God, but I was also doing it because I hate these people. And I don't even hate them anymore. Because I'm not going to look into the abyss and reflect back at it what it's giving me. I am not, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to have total resolve to destroy these people. You want to destroy me? Good. That's what waters the tree of liberty. And that's what Biden talked about. Pull up the F-16 or F-15 clip. When he says, oh, you say the blood of patriots waters the tree. He didn't say and tyrants. He said, we got F-15s. We don't want to fight this physically. We would win that, actually. F-15s, they take out tanks and troops. They don't take out a fifth-generational asymmetrical operation where we go out and we take out the leadership of the New World Order from the ground up. That's not my job. That's not what I do. I know way more about it than most people that actually do it professionally because I've studied history so much and seen a lot. But that's not where I'm at epigenetically about out killing people. I can kill people like I'd take my shoes off or I brush my teeth. It's so easy. That's child's play. What's hard is to save civilization. What's hard is to stand up for those that are enslaved and dumbed down. What's hard is to believe in humanity when these devils are telling us don't believe in it. That's what we got to do. Let's go to your phone calls. I said I'd play the Klaus Schwab clip where he's saying, hey, we're on the ropes. We got to unify the global elite. We got to hold the line against the patriots. And they've got all these other people on the panel saying, take the free speech, ban them, from Senator Manchin to members of Congress. The January 6th committee people are there. And it's a disgusting display of elitism. They were able to steal the world with banking fraud and all their scams. But now the world knows it was stolen. Now the people know they're captive. So it's one thing to trick people into being captives. But once they know they're captives, once they understand the big issue, it's game over. So here's Schwab.
Cooperation in a fragmented world. At the beginning of this year, we are confronted with unprecedented and multiple challenges. We need to overcome the most critical fragmentation. And the most critical fragmentation is between those who take a constructive attitude and those who are just bystanders, observers, and even go into the negative, critical, and confrontational attitude.
By the way, I mentioned the Fox News headline about how the globalists are desperate and they got to hit back, and the right wing online is defeating them. and exposing them. I talked about that article. It's up on Infowars.com. Here it is. And this is the head of the Edelman Group, one of these global NGO PR firms. Here's what he had to say at Davos.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs.
Look at this twit. Look at this parasite who went with the system. Oh, your hypothesis is we're beating the living snot out of your ass? And go ahead, crush me! Because the tree is watered with the blood of patriots. I want to be the martyr. I want to stay home. I want to be with my family. I want to go on hikes. I want to go out on boats. I want to go fishing. I don't want to die. I don't want to go to prison. But that's my flesh that's weak. My soul, my spirit loves it. Smash me. Destroy me. Because in that, I will be able to bring you down. Go back to this little slime bag. Go back to him.
To me, one of the sadnesses of the last 5 years is the deterioration of trust in NGOs. And my hypothesis on this is that right-wing groups have done a really good job of disenfranchising NGOs. They've challenged the funding sources. They've associated you with Bill Gates and George Soros. They've said that you're big world people as opposed to actually what you are, which is local. I mean, I just wrote down pandemic, climate crisis, racial equity. My God, the sweet spot of the civil society should be right now. But what's happened is splintering of groups, disappearance of the leaders, and also, frankly, advocacy towards the extremes. And that enables you to be pinned by the right. And also, you guys are great at punching, but terrible at taking a punch. And you have to learn to do two things. One is preempt. When they're going to punch you, you got to know they're going to punch you and say, why are they punching us? And sort of, we call it pre-bunking. It's my new word. debunking, which is pre-bunking. And the other is when they hit you and they're inaccurate, hit back. Yeah. Don't take it. Because if it's taken, then you're put into a box of, oh, well, of course that might be so. But the real world today is, you know, a little bit
How do you
bit
judge
of,
when to do that? I'm curious because there's
All right, fade this down. We'll put the full clip on InfoWars. But this, that's the committee to save the world is what that's called. The committee to control the world. The committee to turn our power off, force injections on us, destroy the third world, flood us, and promote pedophilia. I mean, this is the group running it all. This is the group that want your children to hang out with pedophiles.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the Super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken under the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas, but this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. Don't write your phone calls. We have a special guest next hour. Former member of the Defense Intelligence Agency and a lawyer and a great patriot, Ivan Franklin is going to be joining us. He's got a lot of important things to talk about, to say the least. But before we go any further, I just want to say this, just pin this moment. The globalists could only operate if they were scripted as the saviors. They could only operate if they didn't have major opposition that identified them as the main causal group creating the problems. They're identified, they're lit up like cockroaches with a spotlight, and they're in deep crap. It doesn't mean we beat them yet. It doesn't mean that, but they are in deep crap. And they're going to launch cyber attacks and power outages and wars and everything else, but it doesn't matter. They're all going to pay for it. And so they've already lost. The question is, can they take us down with them? So the fight's really begun now. But I want to salute everybody. And quite frankly, if you ever popped a champagne, had a celebration to thank God, this is the time to do it. Because they are in deep trouble. And the revolution against them has just begun. I mean, the seismic disgust and distrust and hatred that they have now with the people is just unprecedented. And it's only beginning. So we've done our job. We've had another giant success that I think we can really celebrate right now. And so all the pain they've caused us is well worth what we're getting right now, because pain is weakness leaving the body. Let's go ahead and talk to Daryl and then Carlos and then Black Rant and Brittany and Jordan and Dave. You're on the air, Daryl from North Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to give you the main moment from the WEF conference. It's got to be John Kerry yesterday talking about how extraterrestrials have touched everyone there. So like you've talked about, these people, whether it's real or not, they believe that they are the chosen ones of these aliens or these extraterrestrials.
Yeah, the richest people in America send their families to Skull and Bones to be possessed by off-world gods. That's that their annals were stolen and leaked. It's all on record. They confirm it's real. It was Charlotte Isherby's father that was in it that gave her the documents. They are literally channeling demons. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's been happening since the Mayan times. It seems like the elites get to a certain point where they're all told, exterminate everybody, all your civilization, get rid of them all. So it's happening to us. People just need to understand.
Well, when people take DMT, that these angels come to them and say, kill everybody. And if you disagree with them, they turn into little elf jokers and say, we're going to kill you then. So, yeah, and unified, whether agnostics take it, atheists take it, people in Africa take it, people in Japan take it, it's all the same message. What do you make of that?
Well, I would love to see Alex and Drew Hernandez on the street live with wooden crosses casting demons out in the name of Jesus with the two-man live crew behind you. I would love to see the reactions. I mean, Drew almost had one of those demons come out, you know, when he went to that abortion thing. We all remember that video, that demon, you know, getting in his face. And Drew stood him down, and he stood him down with the power of Jesus. And I think that
Drew Hernandez is a powerful soul. That guy's only been on the scene 3 years, and he becomes more powerful every time I talk to him. That's what gives me excitement. We're going to have so many great leaders from every race, culture, you name it, come to the fore right now. That's going to be the best part about this, is we're going to see who's bad and who's good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'd like everybody to do that. You know, it'd be cool to see people with wooden crosses. If you see something crazy, just to blow your breath, you don't have to be histrionic. Just say, hey, in the name of Jesus, I command all demons away from me. And just see what happens. See what kind of reactions you get.
Well, actually, I've seen that done. They go completely ape. All right. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Great points. Carlos in Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. Congratulations on your efforts. They're really coming about.
Well, there are efforts, Carlos. Everybody, this audience is the tip of the spear. You get the credit.
I know, but I'm honored to speak to you because you know you have the wisdom of having followed for many years the events that are now coming to fruition. Listen, Alex, MKUltra, if they teach us anything, I was there at McGill 14 years after the events of the MKUltra studies that were done there, and I can tell you something. It was a failure. It was a failure complete. In fact, many of those...
Well, Dr. Begich talks
destroyed.
About that. What they found scared them in their mind control studies of how powerful we are.
Correct. And they couldn't control with fluids, liquids, how people have free will. They tried to do this. The MKUltra is a lesson that we should keep in mind, because when you hear Yuval Noah Harari influencing great, powerful masters of the universe, if you want to call them the superclass, these people are leaders of corporations. But when they listen to people like Yuval Noah Harari, who are guided by a philosophy well known to philosophers, and that is that scientism is one aspect of it, but really is solipsism. I'll explain. The idea that you, in your brain, have all the knowledge you'll ever have, therefore, all that you know and everything that you do is you. And therefore, everything is a scenario in which you appear to be the God, to be the controller. These individuals, of course, then create technology, and they believe that that technology has all the answers to the universe, that you don't need God. These are godless people. And when they try to apply their will, their free will, because like we have free will, they have free will. But we have free will on the belief that God himself, the universe, has given us the choice between good and bad, good and evil. They have the understanding they have to control, because that is their power. And I believe that they will be running, really, because their actions are now killing human beings en masse, they will not be concentrating very happily in Davos next year or the year after, some of these prominent people are avoiding it, because they will be facing bailiffs coming with international court orders.
Oh, that's right. There's criminal investigations everywhere. Nuremberg 2.0, they finally made the plunge with an open bio attack, and it's blown up in their face, and they're figuring that out now. It's not going the way they thought it would, Carlos. Thank you. Jordan in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Jordan here from ColonEyes.com. I just want to clarify your DMT comments. I think there's two types of people. There's people that see infinite perfection and light and like basically a version of heaven, and then there's the people that are visited by lizards and these other, you know, clockwork elves or whatever you want to call them. So some people say it's a litmus test what kind of person you are, you know, whether you're evil or good. Just clarify that point. And I've taken DMT, and I saw the lights and the crystal, you know, the beautiful thing, right? So I just want to get that out there.
Well, let me just get this out there. I don't need to take DMT. So I have the dreams every night, and so I don't, my brain produces a lot of
it. That's a fourth wave region, right? So, but let me just say this. They've had to accelerate their planes because of your exposure and the MAGA movement, which there's all question as to whether Q, okay, is a part of what Trump did and all the rest of it. But they had to accelerate it. Now, here's the thing that we should remember as their biggest weakness, and I want to echo the comments of Carlos, the first caller, okay? He said that technology and their hubris and belief in this technology is kind of their undoing and so forth, in the sense that they think they can be gods and what have you. That technology, that hubris, that belief in that, they went too far with it, and that's the weakness, where you're talking about the bio attack and their control over social media. That's their biggest weakness, and we need to find ways to echo that and to make sure that that weakness is hit at every point.
That's right. They're relying on their globalist technology too much. Great point, Jordan. Thank you. Brittany in Rhode Island, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Big fan. We're fighting them tooth and nail right now because these conversations are so crucial. They are literally just taking mass psychosis and spreading it across the world. They're creating this mass hysteria, and it's literally it's funneling people into a manipulation, and then it's also kind of it's confusing everybody, turning them into, you know, against each other.
I agree. They're trying to divide and conquer, and then hoping they don't get the blame. But if they get the blame, it blows up in their face. You understand?
Right, exactly. So, like you said, right now is super important because they know that we are, like, right at their door, and they're scared, and they are just trying to confuse people and also break people apart so they can tell them to, this is the only way, to not give that free will that we're all endowed. They want us to just lay down and die. And this whole community at InfoWars really breaks it down for everybody. I read your book, and, you know, this information needs to get out to the whole world.
Well, it is thanks to you. The power of the listeners is everything. When you decide to share the articles and videos, when you decide to share on your email and text messages, word of mouth, and explain to people, hey, you're not supposed to see this, here it is, and tell them to share it and tell those to share it, it creates, again, that chain reaction. Thank you so much, Brittany, for getting the book. Thank you for your support. God bless you. And thank you. All right, I'm going to go to Dave and Black Rant, that next little short segment. At least get about 2.5 minutes. And then Ivan Raiklin is going to be in studio, a really smart guy, to cover the waterfront on a bunch of big critical issues that we're covering right now. So stay with us. Nuremberg 2.0, CCP, Pharma, Fauci and Pence, Big Tech, LinkedIn, Twitter, governance weaponized against the people, and more straight ahead.
It's your last chance to own a piece of real history. Your support of InfoWars has made history. We've had the most devastating effects against the globalists, and their whole agenda is in deep trouble. But now it's more important for us to stay on air than ever. And if you don't support us, we will shut down. I am asking you from the bottom of my heart to commit even harder to the support you've given to this fight and to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get one of the last signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, my number one worldwide bestseller. You can buy the unsigned book at InfoWars. You can buy it at Amazon, buy it anywhere. But if you want to get the signed copy and be part of a fundraiser to keep us on air at this critical point, if you want to answer our bat signal, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World right now. I want to thank all of you that did get signed copies, and I want to encourage those of you that didn't to take action now, and please keep us on air. Thank you so much. Please take action. I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Ivan Raiklin joining us. Ivan Raiklin. Substack.com coming up. Former Green Beret, recovering lawyer, ultramarathoner, operating at the intersection of national security, startups, politics, and law. That's coming up here. Dave in Colorado, and then Black Rant. Taking your calls, the order they received. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex. It's Dave Edwards again. I said a prayer, and there I am.
We love you, brother. Go ahead.
Same right back at you, Alex. Very sincerely, I've been talking to you and listening to you since 1999. And the reason why I got in connection with you was that my father was in the Bohemian Grove, or in the Bohemian Club, where they met in the Bohemian Grove. And I started doing research in the 90s after I'd gotten my graduate degree from George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and I thought, I need to find out who my father was. And lo and behold, there was only one person who had done any research, and that was you. So the reason why I called today, and I hope that, you know, I can talk to your staff sometime so we can go in more depth into who I am so that we might be able to do a longer interview. But the reason why I called today was because of my father and who he was, and what he tried to get me into, what I've experienced is these Davos people and, you know, whoever they've been, whatever cover they've used throughout the last 30, 40, 50 years, the movie The Matrix and that series did such a good job of depicting how the real threats to us, the agents, they move in and out of these compliant bodies like it was nothing. And those are the, when the agents get into those bodies, that's who we're really fighting. And it's just exactly like that now.
Well, that's it. They remove them from God. It's all like the movie Avatar, so they can be operatives of this outside force.
Exactly.
Because we're transceivers. And so you go to a pep rally, you feel the energy of a rock concert or church. We're interfacing with that, and they train people to be controllable. That's it. And then they go under a program.
Exactly. And that's a perfect description for it. The unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush by Tarpley and I can't remember the other guy. That's still online, and everybody needs to read that because it goes into great description of
Listen, here's what I'm going to do, Dave. I'm going to get your name and number, and if your dad had some annals or Bohemian Grove, you can prove he was in it. I would love to have you on as a guest, and I think you sound credible, so we'll get your name and number, and I'll give you to our producers. I love you. I appreciate you. I got to get to another caller. I promise to. Black Rant from South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say, doesn't it feel so good to be washed in the blood of Christ? Doesn't it feel so good to have the protection of Christ, whereas these people are walking totally naked in the realm of Satan?
Yes,
I want to make a suggestion, and it's not, you can do it or you cannot do it. You probably might have to check with Ye, but Ye made a song about 2 years ago called Wash Us in the Blood. It's just beautiful. And that's how I feel today. And I feel like the next coming of Christ is not just going to be one person, but it's going to be a consciousness that comes full with everyone who's awakened. I called because I wanted to talk about how Davos is like the mafia, how these elites are like the mafia. And we know the mafia was interlinked, interlocked with the government. Ye called it out with the Jewish mafia. It exists, the Italian mafia. But with this jab, with the shot, deadly poison shot, they are engaged in pharmaceutical racketeering, where now they're coming out with these new shots and these new technologies that'll help your heart now that they've actually made you weak and sick, and they've made you have myocarditis and all these tachycardia and all these heart problems. They're coming out with new technologies so they can have clients for decades and decades and decades into the future.
Beautifully said, Black Rand. I could talk to you for 10 hours, but we got to go to break. And our special guest in studio, straight ahead. Stay with us and spread the word about the broadcast. You are the tip of the spear.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air in the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man of the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off. Use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their body.
Why do we know that all over the world, that people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured as XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it and this triggers the next phase?
Correct.
Hmm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen, necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.
Ivan Raiklin is in studio with us, a very interesting guy, former Green Beret, lawyer, worked at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and was all over trying to stop the stolen election in 2000, and he definitely knows where all the bodies are buried.
2020.
You what?
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Absolutely. What year did I say?
2000.
Oh, yeah, 2020.
What's it's all, up, Alex?
It all blurs.
Give me a fist bump, my man.
It all blurs Finally. Together. So there's a bunch of big topics to get here. To lay out, but watching them use PSYOPs and watching them use tools that they don't even use overseas because they're so dangerous against the American people. How would you, as a former Defense Intelligence Agency guy and a lawyer that you know, worked with Trump and so much that's been investigated and attacked by the deep state who saw the 2020 election theft, the last election theft 3 months ago, how would you describe the state of the world right now? And these admissions, which I don't just call off the admissions. I know it's true. The whole globalist agenda is in trouble. They have 95% negative comments everywhere, even on their own sites, against them. They're in full panic mode at the whole globalist New World Order level. What do you make of the position and the time we're in right now as a culture, as a humanity on this planet, as Americans? What's your briefing to the American people?
I know people won't agree with me on this, but they're on the ropes. And the reason why they're on the ropes is because, check this out. They try to do absolutely everything. Censor us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all the different social media platforms. They own 90%+ of the media. And then they deplatformed, unplatformed everybody amidst all of that. And the weaponization of the FBI, DOJ, DHS, DOD even. I'll talk about that hopefully. They used all stops and then they still couldn't stop us. And now we're pushing back and we have these new committees. We won the House even though it was a pink trickle that was managed between Nancy Pelosi, between Nancy and Kevin McCarthy. But bottom line, amidst all of the lawlessness that they committed, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and some of the other patriots out there broke through all of that, and people gravitate to the truth. And that's why I'm here. I barely got here, Alex, because guess what? When I fly on the airlines, TSA does what's called a Fourth Amendment rape on me every single time I travel. And why is that? DHS Mayorkas needs to be impeached for that. Hopefully we're going to get to Marjorie Taylor Greene to get her another article of impeachment against Mayorkas. But bottom line, they slowed me down. I almost missed my flight to get down here to be on this episode.
Massive harassment because they're scared of you. So from your training, your history around the world, watching this done to America, I totally agree with you. We're not up here trying to sugarcoat this, but people need to know the whole New World Order agenda is scared. They're in trouble. So when you define the fact that they're on the ropes, I agree with you. But what comes out of that and how do we now press the attack?
Oh, so just like in war, when you got the enemy on the ropes, you have to push, 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 continue to push. So luckily we have these new committees that were just established. In terms of foreign push, we're going to have to beef up the CCP committee that's headed up by Mike Gallagher, Congressman Gallagher. I don't know how much jurisdiction and capability he's going to have, but I think we need to highlight and demand that he, I want at the end of this whole CCP committee, in the next few weeks even, there needs to be a declaration of war on the Chinese.
I was about to say, you read my mind. We're at war with China. We need the declaration.
Absolutely. We need to.
And it's asymmetrical. It's fifth generation. Explain that.
Absolutely. What they did over the last 3 years.
See, what I love is we're synced up. This is, go ahead.
100% full stop. I'm probably more aggressive than you, Alex. Seriously. So check this out. CCP committee needs to go ahead and showcase for the whole world.
Tell Congress. Look at the camera for.
What they did from the CCP-19 bioweapon that was released. By the way, the minority viewpoint of the Director of National Intelligence Assessment about the origins of COVID, the Wuhan flu, the Kung flu, whatever you want to call it. The minority view talked about how it was from a lab leak. And potentially, I think there was one or two analysts that mentioned that it could possibly be an intentional lab release. Well, guess what? That hypothesis is more and more prevalent in the conversations. So we need to go after the CCP for releasing that bioweapon, right? And then we need to basically take a look at what are they doing within our institutions, within those three that I talked about, DOD, DOJ. Where was the, what was the first institution that mandated the EUA clot shots?
It
was the Department of Defense. So if you're China and you're trying to destroy the United States, the most trusted and capable and funded institution within our entire system is the DOD.
And China won't take the shots, but through their media, they supported the Defense Department doing that, which again shows it's a globalist interloper pro-CCP bloc that, that controls Biden and Hunter, and now we're about to take them out.
These members of Congress need to wake up. A lot of these folks that are on the right that have an R by their name, let's face it, they all probably accepted the, you know, the bodily mutilation through the injection, right? And unfortunately, they did that because they were duped by your faux newses of the world, by all the media. But we need to now educate them and say, you know what? You were duped. You need to now...
Stay right there, because folks, we'll go a little bit in the next hour. This is very important. I want to explain something. It's separation of powers. And not just the three branches of government and the federal and state government. There's different separations in the power elites. And there's a real shift now to actually stop China. And that's why their operatives like Schwab are so scared. We'll be right back.
Democrats voting for it.
That's right. InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear masks, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slave. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Bandot Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Bandot Video. Millions of people a day visiting Bandot Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So the world is at a major reshuffling point. A lot of deals were made with China to sell the U.S. worker out. Trillions of dollars were made by middlemen, special interests that Trump exposed and we exposed. But now folks understand that the Democratic Party particularly is a subsidiary of the Chi-Coms. They're playing a very sophisticated triple game where they make it all about Russia and then act like China's ally with Russia, but they've always been at loggerheads. And if you go back to the whole history of that, there's always been back channels going on. But Ivan Raiklin, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst, lawyer, Green Beret, you've been around the world. You've seen this. You've had a great analysis of what's happening. You got a bunch of other issues you want to hit, but I don't think people can underanalyze or underestimate the fact that you can look at the weather vane and see that even the elites that are in America aren't consolidated, and things are shifting towards, why are we going to cut the power off? Why are we going to collapse and let China have all the energy? And so there's a shift away from China for real. It's not going to be the Chinese century. They are going to collapse in the next 10 years. And there could be actually a revolution there, and we could free China. But we are at war with China with cyber attacks and fentanyl. And I was about to say, we're at war with China when you said Congress needs to. I was about to say, we're at war with China. I don't want war with China. We're at war with China. So elaborate on that.
Yeah, so for those people that still think that this show is tinfoil-hatted, here's where I'm going to stop that nonsense as it relates to China. 193 countries out there. Five are on the UN Permanent Security Council. China's one of them. The United States is the other one, right? So if you look at the elements of national power of all these 193 countries, it comes down to two world powers right now, China and the United States. So what did China just do without firing a single normal shot, if you will? Obviously, clot shots they did. They basically took over all of our institutions over the last several years.
And the Pentagon followed what was good for them, treason.
Right. And the reason why they were able to do that is because their ambassador to the United States is currently sitting in our White House and defiling it. And his name is pronounced Joseph Robinette Zhiden, along with his we've seen this, Joseph Biden, right? His son's laptop. Everything shows all the financial transactions.
Well, he says, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence.
Absolutely. Where's Congress? We have, January 3rd is when we had our 118th Congress swearing in. Kevin McCarthy has been a speaker now for 10 days. What's going on? Done absolutely nothing, Alex. We need to be declaring war on China, exposing all of this. They're still deliberating on who's going to be on committees. Meanwhile, they're eating our lunch, breakfast, and dinner because they've captured our
executive. Do you think Lloyd Austin even knows what he's part of?
It has to be complicity at this point. It has to be. And then I think in some components at the global scale that we just talked about, there's that component.
Well, they argue it's a back channel and we're surveilling them, but we're not surveilling them if they're running us.
Exactly. It's a dual sort of loyalty of the executive branch leadership is loyal to the Chinese Communist Party and to Big Pharma.
And I remember about 2 years ago, the deputy of the CCP came out. I have trouble pronouncing the name, and he said, we've talked to the wise men that run America, and don't worry, we're going to get rid of Trump. And then I saw Munger and, what's his name? Berkshire Hathaway, founder and owner, sitting there saying, yeah, we met with the Chinese. Don't worry, we're going to do all this. I mean, it's a bunch of old elitists that sold us out to China who just think we're going to go along with this. And it Warren Buffett. It's not going to happen.
I was thinking Lincoln, Nebraska, then Warren Buffett.
So how do you, because if things are swinging towards kicking the Chinese out, the Chinese communists, how are they going to respond?
So this is, I think the way that you do it is essentially Congress, you know, other than declaring war, you also have to put a joint resolution.
Now let's be clear. It's like Trump said with the New World Order and all this, we're already at war with the globalists, so we're not going to go bomb them. We're just saying we're at war. It's being honest.
We're at war, and now we're going to do the following things. Economically, oh, the trade deficit with China, that no longer exists. And actually, we flip it. China now owes the world $100 billion, right? Or even, actually, excuse me, $100 trillion based on what they just decimated the entire world's economy. Here's the problem, Alex. We have, in order for big business, big pharma, big sports leagues, big tech, big media to be able to access the Chinese Communist Party's market of 1.4 plus billion people, they have to play by China's rules. And that's the negotiation going on at the big picture level globally. So if you're Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, you know, name the CEO. Hey, you want access and sell your product? Hey, NBA, you want to sell your merch to China? Well, you have to do the following. You have to destroy your country from within. Make sure that your people are kneeling, you know, when the flag is coming out at the beginning of the...
Well, yeah, remember, four years ago, it came out in Reuters that China gets all the code keys to Google and to Apple, and to be there, they have to do it. And they said to our devices, China has been given access to everything.
Yuri Bezmenov is the best reference that I have to mention here. Everybody needs to understand and take a look at, in 1982, I believe it was, a video came out of a KGB defector that explained how the KGB ran operations in the United States and in the West to destroy a country using ideological subversion. And that is exactly what China is now doing at a level 100 to 1,000x what Yuri Bezmenov talked about that the Soviet Union was doing to us in the 60s and beyond. And they're taking that model, taking what the lessons learned from China, from Russia, and now applying it to the West. And that's what we're seeing.
And so China is now blackmailing the Democrats. They don't even have to pay them anymore. How do we extricate ourselves from this?
So we extricate ourselves, but by, I mean, it's a difficult task. We have to decouple our industries from China. That's for one.
But that's happening with the chips and everything.
Every single industry, unfortunately.
But that's good news. Why do you think the U.S. elites are finally saying, okay, we can't deal with China? Because China's trying to be the boss?
I mean, China, I would argue that in January 6th of 2021, it essentially became the world's superpower, placating us and three of the four elements of national power. And then when they implemented the clot shot, now they're our national security. I mean, people like myself and others that are absolute alpha warriors are leaving the military in droves because they don't want anything to do with this wokeism, the clot shot mandate, nothing. And so...
Which was a direct plan to debilitate the military.
Yeah. It has to be.
So how do we counter that?
There's no explanation for it.
But as you said, they're more and more on the ropes. So where's the split?
I think the way we have to win this is in the information landscape. We have to educate those that are the rhino lights that this is going on. And I think we're winning in that. And then we start to move to say, hey, this is not a left and right thing. This is a survival of a nation. If you want to be a lot of people are coming to our side when they say, when they see the censorship finally, the Twitter files releases, when people see that are left of center, they're starting to come over to us.
And we're going
to
talk about that next segment, who you think Elon Musk is. But we showed a graphic 2 days ago. The crew's great at finding stuff really quick. But it showed energy cutoffs in Europe and the U.S. the last 3 years, 2 years, and China with carbon is going straight up. I mean, that's a strategic issue. If we don't have energy, we can't compete. I mean, that to me, that's issue one is in the quote green garbage, it's all made up, and turn the energy spigot on.
I mean, we have, exactly, we just have to open things up.
It's how you kill inflation. It's how you...
natural resources all throughout the United States. We have plenty to go around. We've been exporting for how many years, but then it's shut down because guess what? Xi Jinping is doing China's bidding over there in the White House. We have to extricate him. And I think there's a mechanism.
Instead of Biden, he's Xi Jinping.
I pronounce it Xi Jinping. It should be. I mean, he's basically earned the title of Chinese Communist Party ambassador to the United States. Every single policy he's promulgated from day one is in support of China and totally against the U.S.
All right, let's get into the censorship and Nuremberg 2.0 straight ahead with Ivan Raiklin. Powerful information. We'll talk about election fraud and more. Stay with us.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, a exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Everyone watching should realize that this is an information war, and it takes money to fund an information war. And everyone should decide to take the fight to the next level and to take the fight to the very tip of the spear and ensure we stay in the field in this war against the New World Order by visiting InfoWarsStore.com right now and taking action. I thank you for your past support, and I ask you now to count the cost and realize that only your commitment to keep InfoWars on the air will ensure our victory against the New World Order. They're coming for you and your family. They're coming for me. They're coming for the children. But to get to the children, they've got to get through us first. These monsters are all over television wanting to give these shots to newborn babies. They're already giving them to pregnant women. Miscarriages are off the chart. 80%+ increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters after these poison shots. We can and will save the children, and they are counting on us. Let's do it together. And the fight starts at InfoWars.com. And the fight continues with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now take action now.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and, of course, 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn about them and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst and lawyer and Green Beret and patriot, Ivan Raiklin is our guest. And I cannot quantify for listeners how real what he's saying is. It's so real. And the globalists have almost got this country where they want it. But now a lot of people in government, corporations, and academia are going, whoa, this is really bad. So there's kind of a come-to-Jesus moment right now before we really become slaves. And the globalists are being exposed. Their agenda's in trouble, but they're still in power. So continuing, I'm going to go ahead and just give you the floor here and talk about Nuremberg 2.0, CCP, Pharma, Fauci, Pence, Big Tech, the censorship, all of it vindicating what we've said. And then what is Congress going to do about that with the government weaponized against the people?
You mentioned Pence. I got to talk about Pence real quick and how he fits in this entire scheme of things. A lot of people don't look at Mike Pence, and all roads lead to Mike Pence as it relates to all the, during the first term during President Trump, all the friction and everything he was not able
getting
to
rid of Flynn.
It was specifically because of Pence. The very first thing that he did was getting rid of Flynn, right? In order for Flynn not to expose what was going on with the Crossfire Hurricane, the illegal spying. Remember, Alex, 2001 to 2013, Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI. First 8 years, it was George Bush and Cheney as vice president. During that time, it was newly minted congressman from Indiana, Mike Pence, 2001, he's sworn in. 10 of those 12 years, he's on House Judiciary, providing oversight with his staff of the FBI and DOJ. Meanwhile, they're developing relationships that he then reignites to be able to provide the top cover necessary for James Comey to do the whole Crossfire Hurricane. That's literally what happened. And since then, he's been providing the cover-up after cover-up after cover-up. And then he becomes the CCP-19 task force lead and then provides and doles out all the contracts along with Jared Kushner to the governors of New Hampshire, Sununu, of Georgia Kemp, of Arizona, Ducey. And then you got Ohio, DeWine. All these Republican governors did the shutdowns as well. And that's because it was at the advice and essentially facilitation of Mike Pence. And I argue that it was all done in order to eject President Trump. And then
Pence led the COVID response.
Right, exactly. And then Pence would get the presidency in 2024, which they promised him probably. That's it. He's involved in the whole operation. And has he been investigated? Have they asked him a question? Has he been hassled? Has even Fox News questioned him? No, because Paul Ryan is providing top cover for him.
No, he's untouchable. He's totally protected.
Totally protected. Well, he's not protected for me. I'm the guy that basically has dedicated the last 2 years plus, actually 7 years, to research and investigate him. And that's why I suspect the DHS, he may have been the one that put me on the DHS little secondary screening list, because I've been totally exposing him, not only because of that going back to 2016, but also exposing him for his not allowing for a quorum on January 6th when they gaveled in to have the joint session. Remember?
Yeah.
He only allowed 11 members of Democrats and Republicans in the House as well as the Senate to be on the House floor to conduct the joint session.
So let's be over.
I argue that we need to have a redo of the joint session with the new House. And then we got 28 states that are Republican, 22 that are Democrat, and we can have a contingent election like that on Friday and then reinstate Trump. Let's go.
Let's be forward-looking here. Knowing what the globalists are up to, and I agree with you, but they are telegraphing that cyber attacks are imminent. I mean, how are they going to get themselves out of the pickle they're in?
Well, they're doing it. They're trying to have this meeting in Davos. They're trying to figure out a strategy in order to be able to push back. They're trying to crush you. You think that the people behind the lawsuits that have been against you are just locals that are angry at you?
Oh, no. They admit it's all a big Democrat PR firm.
It's a big play. I mean, you're big. You're global. Everybody listens to this show, and they know that, and they have to crush people that are going. You're the original deep state marauder, by the way, Alex. I love that about you. And so,
what's deep state marauder mean?
Marauder means somebody, it's a pirate that goes in and pillages, right? So deep state marauder by extension means an individual that goes into the deep state and shines the light and absolutely obliterates them through exposure. You've been doing that for decades. I'm just jumping into the game now that I retired. So I'm happy to row in the same direction.
Well, no, but I can tell you, I don't want to underestimate it, but the numbers show it. And I use examples of, like, you go to a video with 5 million views and there's like 300,000 comments and all of them are against the New World Order. Everybody gets it. They've lost.
Yeah, those aren't chatbots.
Yeah, those aren't chatbots.
Those are real comments.
Yeah, so.
And they're the ones that are creating these.
And they admit it. So why would they go to their meeting and admit they're in trouble and say they've got to censor us and shut us down? They said specifically they're losing. And then they are. They're hitting the panic button. So what does that mean? Why would they even admit they're losing? They're not even that sophisticated. They had so much power so long.
They thought they could win it because they had the FBI with Chris Wray over there, right, in Davos, in order to be able to use their platform to censor Twitter and Facebook, etc., LinkedIn. I was censored on all three of those as well. Bottom line is that because they censored so hard so fast, there was the creation of Getter, Truth, of Telegram,
Rumble,
all these different platforms that came out, and a lot of people are congregating on those and expressing their First Amendment. And they have to counter that somehow.
If they were smart, they'd back off. But they just can't help it. No. I'm really worried what's going
to
happen.
They're going to back off by us escalating. And they're going to continue to back off. That is the only way we do it. We have to
How do we escalate?
Escalate. We can. Everybody needs to create truthful content. We need to match all the content that's being pushed
out. Explain that. You're talking about force multiplication. Explain that.
We absolutely have to. So let's take a look. Yeah, Rumble's on the uptick. The Truth and Getter and all these other ones are on the uptick. We have to match the number of compelling content that is out there. And in order to match Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. Once we do that, and then there's more compelling content on our platforms, then people are going to naturally move off of those scumbag commie.
And it's happening. I'm seeing Rumble ads.
That's how we gain momentum.
I'm seeing Rumble ads on Fox News and the NFL.
Really?
No.
I don't watch the NFL anymore.
Well, I monitor it, and the point is, it's exploding. I know a bunch of Rumble talk show hosts that have millions of viewers a day now from nowhere.
No, so I'm launching my show. I mean, I'm not just talking for everybody else to do it. I'm launching my show. I'm doing a daily 30-minute.
And I want to explain to the average listener that maybe starts a YouTube or a Getter or I say be on the enemy platforms and your own and push things to the other one. If you have 100 viewers, that's an amazing event. The elite
right.
sends their
right.
Don't think like, oh, Jones is getting hundreds of millions of views or Joe Rogan is, so I'm not going to. No. It's all of you, the millions of you reaching thousands apiece.
Pick one niche. Just like all these channels on the other comedy platforms. They're like, oh, we're going to do an unboxing. Well, guess what? A lot of that stuff doesn't exist on Rumble. Why don't you create compelling content that's already out there?
Yeah, cover boxing and then slip stuff in.
And then slip stuff in that's conservative.
And the AI won't even see it.
And guess what? No, I'm talking about on Rumble.
No, but I agree, but do it on YouTube too, because I'm telling you, they don't see it. You can beat AI by like, what
no,
you
no,
said.
No, my argument's more pure. I disagree. A lot of people use the argument that you still have to be on those platforms. I'm taking the more purist angle that if you create content only on one platform that it doesn't exist elsewhere, it forces people to come to your platform with more content. Just like here, you're not on any platform, Alex. Everybody still comes here because they know the brand that they're going to be getting.
But that's because we were already there. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is, it's like Joe Rogan does on YouTube. He puts little clips out there and pushes them to Spotify. So what I'm saying is, those are ambassadors to the main thing. I agree. The main thing is one place, but you have ambassadors to
subvert the original platform,
Tommy
platform, and then get them off. Some of my episodes that
I mean, the enemy doesn't want us on those for a reason.
Right. Because
so I say we take their territory.
It'd be nice. I mean, we know where they're located. And so,
you know what I mean? We take it when we... Like, they're not even that sophisticated. Like, I could sit in my office for 5 minutes and think up a plan of something I'm going to say that's going to bait them, that then takes them to what I'm, and it's so easy. They're easy to beat, actually. Just people don't try it.
Yeah, anything that comes out of your mouth, it literally trends on Twitter. You haven't been on Twitter for years.
Bless the listeners.
That's how much they watch you. That's how many listeners you have. And you're telling me to continue to look at the camera, so I got to do it, fellas and ladies out there. Bottom line is, this is how we win this war. Number one strategy is to information dissemination of the truth. Just bombard them. They cancel you. They censor you. It doesn't matter. We have platforms now.
And that's the key. China and places never had freedom. They didn't have the skeleton. We still have the skeleton.
We have an infrastructure. It's massive. It's growing by the day.
Absolutely. We are winning. And I don't just say that to pump you up, folks. We are winning. The enemy knows that we're going to come back.
Yeah, look at compared to two years ago. We were almost dead.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back. What if you had the plans to the Death Star? What if you knew the globalist operations and could stop it? Well, we've done the research. We have the number one best-selling book in the country, not just in politics, but period. It's The Great Reset and the War for the World. And you get a signed copy of this, the last 1,400 Keep InfoWars on the Air. Please take action. I want to thank you all for your past support. Get one of these signed copies and know you kept InfoWars on the air at the most critical juncture in our history. Again, 2023 is here. The last round of signed copies of the book. We also have unsigned copies as well. But signed copies are limited and are about to run out. Thank you for your support. Again, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
I
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts that what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Mr. Speaker, today we're putting the deep state on notice. We're coming for you.
All right. I was going to keep Ivan with us a little bit the next hour, but I forgot I'm on Drew Hernandez's show with Charlie Kirk coming up about 15 minutes. But Ivan Raichel is going to be back during the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today, with so much more critical information. But we got 10 minutes, 11 minutes left in this segment. You got a lot to say, so just take over.
All right. Here's the deal. We got to focus on the future. We have a house that is friendly to getting after the deep state. You saw the clip by Congressman Dan Bishop. He's going to be on the committee known as the Church 2.0 Committee. I call it the Deep State Body Check Committee. It's going to be a subcommittee within the Judiciary Committee, which Jim Jordan is going to be heading both of them. And before I came in here a couple hours ago, I got a phone call from, let's just say, one of the members of the Judiciary Committee, one of the staff. And they reached out and said, hey, so-and-so congressman asked me to reach out so that you can share with us all the research you've done, Ivan, for the last 7 years as it applies to all the entities that we're going to need to go after. And I said, I would gladly participate in that. So here's kind of where we're – if you want to follow along in this journey and help out with it, I'm going to be articulating over the next few days in my Substack – exactly what I recommend to the Judiciary, to the Armed Services Committee, to the Subcommittee, to the CCP Committee, to the Veterans Affairs Committee even, all of these committees, what they need to be doing in order to do the massively law-offensive, the maximum thing that they can do to crush the commies within the executive branch. by name, number, transgression, date, time, everything. We're going to go after the likes of Eric Cherumello, the whistleblower. We're going to go after the likes of Joe Pientka III, who is still running out there somewhere as an FBI senior supervisory special agent that may be still in San Francisco advising Elvis Chan to go ahead and censor Alex, myself, etc. We're going to go after every single one of these people.
Because big tech can censor, but they can't work with the government to censor. That's illegal.
Right. They can censor on their own, but when the government tells them to do it, they can't do that. Earlier today when I was I've had Clear and PreCheck traveling since it was created years ago. And I told the Clear lady, and I said, guess what? Well, you can basically, you know, stop me from going through the Clear system. Once the TSA down the road here is telling you that you can't clear me, now you become complicit in essentially allowing for a violation of the federal government, right? So they can do it on their own as a private entity, but once the government gets involved, particularly the federal government, that's an absolutely illegal activity, and we talked about that. So we're going to go after the TSA, the DHS. We're going to create articles of impeachment based off of that. But not only, I mean, hearings are great and all. It creates for great TV and fundraising for the campaigns of these Congress members. I could care less about that. If they do what I'm going to recommend that they do, they're going to fundraise like crazy, but I want to get to criminal referrals. Not only, obviously, if you do criminal referrals back over to the DOJ, they're going to do nothing with it, Alex.
But to the attorney generals.
We're going to go to the attorneys general. And I'm thinking that we need to identify the crimes committed by these scumbags.
And the states are already doing it. The states are moving.
In Kansas, in Texas here, you got General Paxton.
Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Florida.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. Kansas also. We just got a brand new attorney general in Kansas by the name of...
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
So just like...
That's why we have a separation of powers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to get after it. Not only there, we're going to try to identify which counties some of these transgressions occurred. And then we're going to go to that friendly constitutional sheriff that happens to be in that county and present all the evidence to them with the power and weight of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee.
And look what, Jim Garrison did, almost brought down the Kennedy killing, one district attorney.
Yep.
I think we're going to have 1,000 Jim Garrisons.
And here's the beauty of it. With the truth being able to get out there, we're monitoring this in the court of public opinion, we then get involved. Like, Congress is now open, Alex. I am able to go, and everybody else is able to go in there and essentially demand what they want their Congress member and the staff to do. There is no limitation. Everything's back open. Here's what needs to happen that hasn't happened yet. Kevin McCarthy, if you don't in the next few days do the following, then Matt Gaetz and Marjorie, you need to vacate the chair and remove Kevin McCarthy. We still haven't gotten the 14,000 hours of tape of January 6th. He did his whole little song and dance a couple days ago saying, I'll consider maybe releasing the 14,000 hours. I could care less about your consideration.
Yeah, what are they hiding?
Release them today.
Release them.
Should have been done the very minute that you appointed.
Should have been done 2 years ago.
Remember two weeks ago when he appointed a sergeant at arms, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. That sergeant at arms should have said immediately, we're releasing the tapes. Have at it, America. Identify all the bad actors to include Nancy Pelosi, her daughter Alexandra.
Our film crew.
Her film crew, her daughter Alexandra, her son-in-law, Michael.
Notice under oath, Ray Epps admitted, quote, he orchestrated it.
He did orchestrate it. And when they asked him, did you work with the FBI or law enforcement? He said no, but that still doesn't mean he didn't work with Alexandra Pelosi or Pelosi herself or her son-in-law, Michael Voss, or John Sullivan, who was the cutout between Ray Epps and Michael Voss and Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I've done the deep dive on this, Alex. I don't know how much time we got, but we basically don't have enough time to talk
about
the details on this. Bottom line, those individuals that I just mentioned is who I've also been investigating other than Mike Pence. So like everything that I've just discussed about on all the different aspects of all the transgressions committed by not only executive branch actors, but the previous 117th House of Representatives, we're going to go after all of them. And if Kevin McCarthy is not going to play ball, guess what? We're going to make sure that he plays ball or he's removed, because I think we won massively by putting him in the straitjacket and duct tape on his face with what I call the terrific 20 and real team 6.
It was a great exercise of power.
We can now push back and demand that it occurs. And I don't know why we aren't pushing hard against the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz, to demand. It's no longer talk of releasing the tapes. It's releasing the tapes and now going after and getting the sergeant at arms.
And notice they classified the Jan 6 fake committee, classified it for 20 years. What are they hiding? Why would they classify
everything? Absolutely.
If we're so bad, why are they classifying their full report?
Well, another thing that needs to happen is the new House under McCarthy needs to pull back on the criminal referrals of all the J6 peaceful defendants, right? And then also Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, why are they even still in the trial? Why doesn't the Speaker of the House call them in to testify for 4 seconds, rendering their criminal charge moot? I don't understand. What I'm talking about is the whole contempt piece.
They no longer
go into
contempt.
Congress and walk in and say, hey, I testify. Okay, your testimony's done. It's moot. Done. Flick it. Out.
Well, they've definitely pushed too far. I want to close out with this.
Involved in all
How big is it to have all the Twitter files coming out? We know it's all the other groups doing it, but man, that's big. What's your real view on Elon Musk?
So first part, Twitter files, the lemmings are now waking up. The normies, the rhinos, they have to face reality that we were right for 3 years now on. As far as Elon Musk, initially I thought he was, good, but let's just face it. You're not on Twitter. My original account's not on Twitter. So that should tell you, I think a lot. I don't understand why you're not on Twitter.
Well, yeah, the really affected people aren't.
Yeah. So he's kind of walking this fine line, I guess, but bottom line, I think he's still, FBI is still coming after him. But if we escalate in the House, actually an hour ago, Elon Musk just put out a tweet saying that, something about how it's possible that the FBI is going to come after him for a couple things. I can't remember the exact tweets. If you can.
Yeah, no, I respect him for what, I mean.
I respect
him. He's definitely pissing him off.
Definitely keep going because everything that I put out was just legal analysis.
Well, I think he's really smart and he sees the globalists as weak and he just wants to take over. Well, if he took over and got out of the way of freedom, that'd be fine. We want powerful corporations that are pro-American, pro-freedom, but
I'm on the fence. I warmed up to him, but right now, he said a couple weeks ago that he was going to release everybody out of Twitter jail. Well, guess what? We're still in Twitter jail.
He also said he was going to release Fauci files. Where are they?
We're still not in the
I think he's
files.
Playing games.
But at the end of the day, he has released a lot of Twitter files.
Yeah, like 15 dumps now. Yeah, so I think the jury's, he's definitely. So
Elon Musk, reinstate Alex Jones, InfoWars. And if you want to reinstate my legal analysis, by all means, but I think Alex needs to go
on. All right, you're going to be on with Owen Schroyer in about an hour from now, in about 62 minutes. What are you going to be covering?
I think we're going to go in a little bit more deep dive. Maybe we can go in a little bit more deep dive on Pence, specific actions that we need to take with each one of these committees on bullet points.
I think we should war game how the enemy's going to strike back, because they're losing right now, but in their mindset, in their modus operandi, they're going to double down. I'm really concerned about what they're doubling
down. We're going after Ray. We're going after Pence. By the way, Ray and Chris Christie and Mike Pence were the ones that teed up Christopher Ray.
Absolutely. IvanRaiklin.substack.com. Find him on Parler as well at Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, and on Getter at Ivan Raiklin. Ivan, great to have you here in studio, brother.
Alex, finally.
I was going to keep going and take some of Kate Daly time. She's great, but I forgot. I'm on Drew Hernandez's show. With the Turning Point folks, so that's big. I got to fulfill that commitment. And then I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Don't forget, Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., American Journal. He was always a great host, but he is just that show's amazing.
Next time I'm going to bring some net and a drink of Yahoo. Or Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, I think Kanye's an MK Ultra. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey! I'm Safia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET are written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, three pages long, and the AI just moves them around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And, of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they can have their memories wiped.
I must be right. I must be right. I must be right.
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory. A form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today. And a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East was twice as strong as the average man today. Just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie
No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer. And the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in U.S. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. How are you guys today? Wow, there's always so much to talk about. I feel like a broken record sometimes when I say that, but it feels this way so consistently. And so overwhelmingly, when I started radio years ago, it didn't feel like that. It felt like there were big stories every once in a while. And really, for the most part, it was covering those, but then just sort of in between, kind of talking about just various things. Not anymore. Not anymore. And it's been stressful. I know you're probably feeling the stress too. And today I want to talk about the future. I want to maybe give you some observations about what's coming in steps. We know the overall plan. And I think that all you have to do is understand the Great Reset to know where they're going. But I think it's always fascinating, even interesting to find out, and scary to find out how they're doing it in steps right now without us really seeing. I think for the most part, most people expect, and maybe I'm wrong, but most people expect something major, something huge to happen, the stock market to crash, the biggest things to happen, and then all of a sudden we know we're on our way. I know that this year, or I think this year, they'll be sliding in digital currency to the masses based on some sort of false flag, of some sort of hack from some other country that they'll blame it on. There's lots of things like this that are looming right now. But I think what's important is to sort of understand how quietly they're doing this. And it's so creepy, to tell you the truth. It's so creepy to see how they're just sort of quietly going along, distracting us, but just doing this in steps. So this is kind of what I want to talk about today. Before I get to a little bit on hologram, transhumanism, things like that, the airlines, all of those types of things, the Biden thing. The Biden thing is interesting because there's two theories. Either A, it's a distraction, or B, it's going to be to Nixon him. Let's be honest. You know, it's going to be used to get him out without ever unveiling Biden's actual crimes. It's going to be more about hinting around them, but his own people are giving the document. His own people are giving us this information. So they definitely want us to see it. There's no mistake there. There's an absolute reason as to why they show us what they show us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be showing us. So what is the reason? Was all the horse trading going on and deal making behind puppeteer McCarthy? Was there way more to that than just people trying to stand up to the establishment? Was it more about somebody taking the presidency? Was it more about installing the next puppet and people standing up to that? It could have been. But for some reason, it just keeps hitting me that I think there's something a lot darker going on there. And really, what's at play? They're getting a lot of mileage out of Biden, a lot of mileage. So why stop that? What would be the reason? Well, they're also getting a lot of blowback right now, too. And they're getting a lot of people, as we well know, right? Talking about the fact that they don't trust the media. They do not trust the medical cabal now. Too many people have been hurt by it. Too many people had their eyes open, myself included, from personal obvious example. So if you have too much of that going on, too many people dying unexpectedly, too much happening, you want to probably install some complacency or some feeling like we're winning. And that's what that is, I think. There was never going to be another choice other than McCarthy. McCarthy was going to get in. And maybe they just wanted to make it look like it was some sort of battle to give us some sort of feeling that these elites, this group of puppetry, doesn't always just get to do what they want. Maybe they had to make it look like a struggle. Maybe that's the third theory. Who knows? But you know what? At the end of the day, you and I both know that this doesn't matter. Because it really doesn't matter who's at the helm. I know people that say, well, if we got rid of Biden, you know, this country could finally move in the right direction. But the problem with that is that everyone knows he wasn't elected. This isn't news. And why did he get a facelift and a nose job at 80 years old? If he's the most popular man in the history of America? I mean, it's all a joke, right? It's all a joke. So we know that he didn't get voted in. But that's what I'm saying. Does it even matter anymore? Will it? Because we know that these people are selected. And we know that really the only change you can make is locally. And locally, all of our elected officials are upended by the feds. They are bribed by the feds continuously. And the only place you're going to actually see any change at all, if you can get that change, because it won't be at the state level, will be at the local level. And this is why it's so important to go to the meetings, confront, to call them out, to tell them what they're doing to our cities and smart cities and all the rest. There's a reason for this. And we got to get bolder on this. But I do want to talk about some of the other things affecting us too. Over the weekend, I was at a conference with Dr. Paul Thomas, and he's amazing. Pediatrician, 30 years, and started doing data on all of his patients, all of the kids, because he wanted his own data. Well, they successfully took away his license. And it wasn't because, you know, he was doing something, you know, dastardly like how they used to take away licenses. You know, when people would be drunk during a surgery, or I'm talking like the biggest offenses that you could ever imagine. Now it's just for data. You want to look at the data of your own patients? Oh, then you get annihilated. Your career taken from you. But more importantly was what he found inside the data. And inside the data of his vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, he noticed some alarming things. The kids that were not vaxxed in his practice had zero ADHD. They had no allergies. They had no cancer. They had no ear infections. And if they did, it was minute. Every single thing across the board was either zero or maybe like 0.0002. I mean, it was phenomenal. The graphs of the numbers as they charted up for vaccinations through the course of 30 years and how they stayed zero to nothing in every single thing that he noted, every single childhood illness that you could think of. Alarming. Most doctors are not going to do that kind of data on their kids. They're just not going to do it. Well, and you can see the penalties if you do. You're not allowed to look at your own data as a doctor. Think about that. That is scary. He wasn't doing anything. He was just looking at the numbers and then telling people about the numbers and doing informed consent in his office.
which meant that he lost a lot of money. Because a bustling pediatrician office can make about $1 million or more a year just in the thank you payments from the government. Just in the, we're so happy you visited on your well visit. So glad to have injected you today. Goodbye. Here's some cash for you, dear doctor, for telling these kids that they needed to do this. It was alarming. And I applaud the fact that he was out there talking about it. I really do. I was also speaking with Dr. Carrie Madej at an event. And let me just tell you, she had a lot to say about the medical cabal. She had a lot to say about the cover-ups, about the meetings she attended. And I know Alex has interviewed her, and she has been an amazing source of truth in her and Dr. Paul Thomas in this insane world of disinformation. It's really hard to tell the truth. I always believe the doctors that have their career on the line, not the ones that get paid as a TB expert. But what does that say about Dr. Paul's evidence of just his practice alone? What does it say about that? Well, it tells us that the whole history of these shots has not been beneficial to our kids and to ourselves. It tells us that we are living in a world where a well-laid plan was put out to make sure that we started to believe that our immune system resided in a vial and a needle rather than inside our body and given to us by a creator, our creator. It's so important to understand that piece of the puzzle. And if you awaken to anything, that's the piece that needs to be understood the most, because that's what they're going to utilize the most in the future. There's also some other things they're doing too. And I do want to explain these, because these are coming upon us right now. And I don't think we realize the level to which they want to implement these things, but we're going to come back. I want to talk about transhumanism, the airline industry. I want to talk about a lot of things. Coming right back. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
I've taken a lot of supplements over the years since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anatropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support, because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you. Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Bandot Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Bandot Video. Millions of people a day visiting Bandot Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. And so happy to be here. You know, I want to talk about Elon for just a moment, because I don't trust Elon. I don't trust him at all, actually. I think that he's been on the forefront of major technologies that he outs and talks about and does it in sort of a freedom way. I think the timing of his buying of Twitter was to sort of give us sort of like a win, as if we're winning something in the midst of the elections that we knew were not elections, real elections where our votes were actually counted. So I think the timing, you always have to look at timing, and you always have to see kind of beyond the stories that were given, right? Because I would imagine, and I would know, that this audience in particular is going to understand how to see and read between the lines. So Elon comes out in major videos, and he's talking consistently about transhumanism and AI and all of these things, mostly AI, not really transhumanism as much as AI. And he gives us certain things like, it's not going to be that bad to have a drone trying to kill you and hunt you down, as it would be the propaganda level that we're going to get. Now, yeah, a drone is pretty bad trying to hunt you down. You know, he's trying to dismiss that and say that it's the propaganda. It is the propaganda, and I'll talk about that. It is the propaganda that is the worst, one of the worst effects of this, because of the fact that they can get you to believe things that are not true, right? But there's so much more to it that never gets talked about, ever. In fact, has he once said that he wants to computerize the body as much as Bill Gates does? Has he ever outed what we turn into? Yeah, he said we turn into like a butterfly. They can transform us. But he never really says what exactly that they're doing that really is going to impact us on a level that would be hard to come back from. Okay. So give you some truth and then really not tell you the whole truth. That's kind of how it works. So looking at the realm of AI, looking at what we're having to sort of take in and notice right now, and what they say is coming by the year 2025. It's so interesting to me, the entire gender conversation right now, because it's being slammed down our throats. Now, somebody could look at the gender thing and say, well, this is about kind of getting people to analyze how they feel every day, to basically toss around gender as if it means nothing, as if you can just be what you want and it's all about fluidity and, oh, how nice. It's all about how you feel, and gender doesn't matter. And they're passing it off in all these shows and all these movies as a nothing to see here, folks. Everybody can be sort of whatever gender they want. And this is a big, big deal, because in transhumanism, What are they showing us all the time? That if we were to become transhuman, that the gender is not part of it. That gender has nothing to do with becoming a computerized body, as Bill Gates says. So the whole preface of the gender thing is to get you to think that, or get our kids to think more importantly, and honestly, that scares me. To get our kids to think that gender is such a nothing burger that by the time we figure out the transhuman level to which all, most of us, not us, but most of us are becoming accustomed to because of this drip system and the shots of this delivery system of these shots, all the things we're getting in these shots, that by that time it will be clung to. It will be something that people go, oh, this is amazing, because this tells us that gender doesn't matter. Because if you're a computerized body, it won't. It doesn't. Reminds me of the Mr. Rogers song. Remember the Mr. Rogers song where he said, boys are boys and girls are girls and girls are moms and boys are dads, and that's how it is, and we're all fancy in the gender we're in. Look how far we've come to where now that's actually a debate. You never thought that was going to be a debate, did you? I didn't either. I never in a million years would sit there and think that you have to defend gender. That you actually have to have a conversation with somebody that implies that there are only two. I never thought that we would have to have a fight to preserve our very souls, our very humanness, our humanity. I never thought we'd be there. But you know what? It's the perfect segue to transhumanism, because you're way more likely to accept transhumanism as amazing if you think you can be a super computer whatever, because you're not male or female anymore. You're just sort of whatever it is. Can you flip a switch if you're transhuman and be black if you want to identify as black or brown or purple? Can I identify as a woman if I have a computerized body? Can I identify as a man? Can I identify as a boy or a girl? How far does it go when you have a computerized body in the future? It's something to think about. But I think when we get stuck on gender, and you can't believe your ears when you hear people fighting about this, and you think that, you know, you hear Matt Walsh talk about, you know, identify a woman, right? Define what a woman is, and the person can't do it. Well, you can't define what a transhuman would be either, because it would be such a mixture of everything. So our kids are in a propaganda vat that teaches them that in the future, this will all be basically validated. The whole gender thing will be validated and put away because of the fact that as you become transhuman, it just sort of supports the claims, doesn't it? It's a really scary thought. It's really scary. To me, it is. To me, it is, because I see kids falling for it. I see people falling for it. And the more we fall for it, the more we head straight into a conversation about the fact that the more computerized you are, so what? Right? So what? That's a problem. And that's a problem of the propaganda Elon was talking about. He's going to give a lot of truth. And that's one of the things that's very truthful. We're not going to know what's real and what's not. And that makes me more nervous than some of the things they're doing, is the reality. What is reality and what is not? And that's why I want to talk about holograms. I want to talk about the airlines, and I want to talk about companies that are moving in that direction. You know, our smart cities that we've talked about for years, Alex has talked about these things for years on his show, the smart cities and the way that they've infused this since 1991 to get our cities to be different. In Germany, they say, you know, if you don't live in a city, you're basically in a village. That's what you are. You're basically in a village. And considering the fact that most roads seem to go back to Germany, that's kind of strange, isn't it? In of itself. I'm looking at this whole situation play out, and I want to talk about the company that is sort of changing transportation. I want to talk about the airlines. They're making it harder and harder to want to fly. They're pushing the narrative so bad. You can't have any consistency. You won't get to your destination. Planes are not great. Why are they pushing that? And it has a lot to do with what was in the CARES Act and also the bill they just passed, transportation, the direction they're heading in. And then it has a lot to do with control. So I'll come back. We'll talk about that because there's so much to see here and companies that are rarely named. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken under the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Everyone watching should realize that this is an information war, and it takes money to fund an information war. And everyone should decide to take the fight to the next level and to take the fight to the very tip of the spear and ensure we stay in the field in this war against the New World Order by visiting InfoWarsStore.com right now and taking action. I thank you for your past support, and I ask you now to count the cost and realize that only your commitment to keep InfoWars on the air will ensure our victory against the New World Order. They're coming for you and your family. They're coming for me. They're coming for the children. But to get to the children, they've got to get through us first. These monsters are all over television wanting to give these shots to newborn babies. They're already giving them to pregnant women. Miscarriages are off the chart. 80%+ increase in miscarriages in the first two trimesters after these poison shots. We can and will save the children, and they are counting on us. Let's do it together. And the fight starts at InfoWars.com. And the fight continues with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Let's talk about the airlines for a moment. Let's talk about transportation. They're making the airlines, well, obviously very unreliable. You have pilots dying from shots. They can't fly. You have a reduced staff. You have inconsistency. You've got all kinds of outages, whatever that was. That outage was just designed to make us look very, very weak so that when they do a cyber attack on the banks, it'll look like, well, you know, we just weren't prepared. I definitely think that's why that attack happened. Why we saw the flights all grounded. It was to make us look vulnerable, make us look weak. There was obviously plenty of money given by the feds in order to shore up the against cyber hackers, but it didn't happen. Okay. So now we have this total onslaught of flying is not so great. You don't want to do it. And also we know that private charters now are saying, hey, I want unvaxxed pilots for a reason. I guess they don't want to die in flight. So, you know, they want the unvaxxed to be pilots. Makes sense. So why? What's the reason for this? In 2020, in April of 2020, the government announced that there were three industries they were going to be taking over. And they did this in a video. And one of the things they were taking over was airlines. And they were going to completely put the nail in the coffin, not just federal oversight. We're talking about owning them because they were giving them so many COVID dollars. And I do believe that the other one was, one of the other three was the hospitals, of course, putting that nail in the coffin again, because we saw laws change that supported NIH directives to the hospitals that they couldn't fight. So doctors can't be doctors anymore. It's all done by lawyers. So the airlines, now that they're owned completely, it's interesting the amount of articles you're going to see about how difficult it is to fly and hard it is to fly. We just never know when the next outage is going to be, and we don't have enough, you know, all these little the outlier companies are going to go away, right? So you'll see a major conglomeration, I bet. And then when they started putting money into Amtrak, I've mentioned this before on the show that I was a little like, I thought it was strange, the amount of money that they spelled out with COVID dollars to go to Amtrak. Thought that was a little strange. And we have 5G, we have 6G, we have a lot of things that are being implemented. And it isn't about speed of internet. It's about data collection. And you all know that. So what is up with Amtrak? What's up with these trains? So there have been a lot of articles in the last couple of weeks, last month, the whole last month, about let's take a sneak peek at Amtrak. What are they doing? What's going on? And this certainly ties into smart cities. And this is what I want you to see. So they talked about the new trains having, you know, room for your legs. Airlines don't, right? That's the story. And of course, bigger tray tables and upgraded lighting. And they have brand new ways that you can just jump on the internet and you won't get bounced off. And it doesn't matter what network you're on. They have all of these new ways to make traveling a beautiful thing, up to 125 miles an hour, right? And of course, they're going electric. They have electric and diesel power, but these new trains are also expected to reduce travel times. So here's the deal. So they have the hybrid battery diesel system, right? Run on batteries and also without people at the helm. Just straight up running a train on a train that's completely computerized and electric, mostly electric. And that's what they're touting over and over again. What's interesting about this, and I noticed this, was about Siemens, the company Siemens that the contract was given to. And this is a $7.3 billion initiative, meaning really just the beginning, to upgrade the infrastructure and equipment to completely overhaul our country, right? And that award went to Siemens. Siemens Mobility got the first $3.4 billion contract to design and build new trains. State-of-the-art trains that you're going to want to be on. That's what they keep telling you. What is Siemens? Because people don't talk about it a lot. Siemens is a German multinational conglomerate corporation, largest industrial manufacturing company in Europe, headquartered in Munich, of course, right? I would do the accent. I'm horrible at accents, but it sounds just like a Schwab, okay? And when you think of Siemens, all you need to do is think of, you know, Soros, Scherfs, you know, Schwab, Siemens, all the Nazi SS, you know, it kind of all glums together, does it not? Ugh. Anyway, this is the same company that's been around 150 years that actually had the prisoners in 1944 working at a Siemens factory from the Auschwitz concentration camp. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Yep. They also forced labor of deported people in those extermination camps and did a whole bunch. They were just on board with anything they were asked to do. Siemens Company is now the company basically that owns our patents to electric railway, and they have since 1885. They enjoy a majority of the patents. They are one of the richest companies in Germany. They're kind of rarely talked about because they make agreements with all these other companies, right? And they take these other companies on and buy them out. What I always find interesting when I'm researching is why they're buying out certain companies and for what reason. Now, the Dresser Company was a company that George Senior Bush worked at in that 10 year of his biography that they never talk about what he actually did. Dresser Industries was more like a CIA front. And Dresser Rand is now an American engineering and manufacturing company owned by Siemens Energy. And so they acquired them in 2016. It's really interesting to kind of follow along the timeline of who they acquired and why they acquired them. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, Dresser Industries goes way back, has a long history, and I would say very suggestive, like as far as not really, really understanding what they do. I know Senior Bush worked for him for 10 years, but that's the 10 years. I also suspect he was also in the CIA, but they would never admit it. Everybody knows that story, right? So then they, in 2012, they're getting companies like Synchrony. Then they've got Dresser Rand for $7.6 billion. They acquire Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. They've got compressor. They've got gas turbine industry. They've got just about every single industry that you could possibly imagine under the sun. They also have been known for bribes all through history. They've had to pay out so many fines for bribes. It's comical. The company is obviously what you think it is. And they've been outed quite a few times, but never really outed and never actually stopped from doing business because we're well equipped to do business with them. In fact, they're pretty much getting these entire contracts for transportation. They also did, they bought Fast Track Diagnostics and came up with a group called Healthineers. I know you're probably thinking, why does that sound familiar? Well, cue Disney. Disney had the Imagineers, right? Right? That's what they call them. So Healthineers, and they were roasted for this. They were absolutely roasted for that because it sounded so stupid. They actually had an event where they did a whole brand change in the healthcare industry, and with people dancing around in faceless bodysuits of orange and blue, promoting this rebranding. Then, of course, they started in on the whole hologram thing. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But when they started doing this whole fast track and getting into all of these different types of remote medicine, changing the face of the way we view hospitals, the way we view care, the way we administer that care, the way that hospitals won't have walls anymore, things will be done from home. They are a big, big part of that, big company involved in that. Don't think for a second, just because you don't hear this name all the time, that they aren't a big thing to really look at. They've got a lot of equipment and things in laboratories that comes from Siemens. And I'll talk about that in a moment because they are the ones that get to tell you if you're going to have COVID. Be right back.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owner's a fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. The Second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now. InfoWars is winning. InfoWars has reached more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. Because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly. So let's start this segment, this last segment here. You have a group, you have a populace that reside in this country. Let's just talk about this country for a second. And we have a real freedom, understanding, a love for liberty like no other. We're a good people. And if you want to control and change that, what do you affect the most? The body, okay, the health, and you also affect control over how we get anywhere, how we move about, who we talk to, what we do in our private lives, right? And it all comes down to control, and we know that. The whole smart cities, the whole stripping our fertilizers and putting in synthetic fertilizers. And starting with the whole process of changing our food supply, we didn't have heart problems before 1920. They started ripping potassium out of our fertilizer. They started taking iron out. They started taking all these things and making us very deficient. and then started injecting us with a vial and a needle and telling us that was our hope in our immune system, when really what they were doing was starting with our soil and our food and then going into medicine to get us to believe that those shots were always saving us. They never were. They were the very thing causing the problems that we have now. This is why we're so sickly now. We're a sickly nation now. Our diet and our healthcare, because we believed them. So now we walk into looking at trains being sort of paraded around as the new big thing, the infrastructure in the cities. If you don't live in a city, you're in a village. You don't want to be in a village. You know, you want to be in a city where everything's exciting and it's happening and you can get everywhere quickly. And you're also very, very controlled too. Okay. And this is why they started in on the whole bike paths and that you don't need a car. And I'll get to that in just a second, because Siemens is all over that. Trust me on that one. And like I said, when you have headlines, it's always trying to pick out the nugget of the truth, because it's the companies not talked about. It's the people that we don't really discuss all the time are usually having more success behind the scenes in a horrific way than we think. So we have the research and development. We also have the health stuff that the Siemens Healthineers, this company got into quite heavily, even into the technology of telling you that they can actually tell you if you're going to get COVID-19 this year. Now that's a bunch of BS and you know it, but they'll tell you that they think they have that fostered for you. So they can predict that. So are they combining this infrastructure with your health, your identity, everything else on these trains that they're implementing? Why all the new contracts? Why all the new trains? Why the insistence of having Amtrak get so much money right now? And also, why do they want air travel to be mostly for the elites and less for the people like us? Makes one wonder, doesn't it? So basically they did a whole hologram outing of the Healthineers. It was, hologram is the future. Doctor's visits will be a doctor in hologram form visiting you in your house. It'll be you just talking to a computer, basically. But you'll think it's a doctor's visit. You'll feel good about it, right? You'll have enough computerized parts in your system from all the shots, from flu shots to COVID shots to you name it, that you'll have enough computerized systems in your body that you will be, they will be able to do things from afar. They will go to the hospital to get some sort of, you know, a camera to tell them what's going on in your intestines. Not necessary. Not necessary. Just load you up to the system and they can do it from there. And it'll be with a doctor, a computer doctor, not necessarily a doctor doctor. Not that I trust doctors anymore. I really don't. There's very, very few I would actually trust. So you're going to see more and more articles, even the Pew Research that came out. They actually came out with an article last year, and experts say the new normal in 2025 will be far more tech-driven, presenting bigger challenges, but you'll like them, and less real human interaction, to tell you the truth. This is why they want to make it look like being in a village would be horrible. Being in a city, you'll actually be around people more, okay? And they talk about this in a way of selling us on this. They also, there have been many articles, including the Washington Compost, and many others, the Smithsonian, that say the first look at the trains that will replace Amtrak's 50-year-old rail cars are amazing. But over in Germany, what they're doing is they're putting trucks, delivery trucks, on a rail system that they implement on the highway. So they take these wires and they put them up, and the trucks are on these wires, and they say that their batteries are charging while they drive. Okay? So they turned the highway system into a partial electric system by the truck's wires above, okay, above the truck, and connecting to these cables. And these trucks can then get where they need to go. The only problem is they're extremely controlled and can be shut down in a moment's notice. That's a problem, right? But they're still selling all this to you. They're still selling the electric highway hybrid electric truck. And then they're also selling the trains, saying they can go up to 125 miles an hour and you're going to love these. By the way, George Siemens, remember how I talked about all the S's? Nazi Germany, all the S's? He was the nephew of Werner von Siemens, founding director of Deutsche Bank. See how it's all ancestral and grotesque? Anyway, these people have been at the helm of so many things. World Economic Forum, Board of Trustees, you name it. And they're there to make sure they get the contracts. They also have chemistry analyzers and all kinds of just transforming data. So many things that are so about control in the medical industry. And I do believe they are going to be the one. Well, they actually tout the fact that they're healthcare artificial intelligence AI. With deep machine learning with over 65 applications and 700 patents. To tell you how powerful they actually are. How they'll train AI systems to analyze the data and lab values over algorithms. How in the future, healthcare will not be healthcare. This is why you need to get supplements. You need to make sure you have so many of those. Hyperbaric. You need to make sure you have all of these things and away from the medical cabal because it's about to get so much worse. And Siemens in the USA, they're really touting the investment in the USA into building smarter infrastructure, moving America into light rail. But light rail, remember, if you have to go state to state, you're not in an airplane. They can't throw you off. If you go state to state and they have state borders and you have to provide the verification from state to state on vaccinations or requirements of that state, can you even imagine what that would be like? Control wise, and who would get to go on these, right? So you don't travel if you can't travel on these. You don't have an electric car. It's going to break down every 5 minutes. You can't travel. Are we looking at that? So the train tech on the highways, it was modeled after the Alyssa project in Germany. There's all kinds of things. They have the pantograph, oh, there's just so much to this in transportation. I'm not going to have time to go over it. Hybrid drive, the real fusion, all these things they have ready and waiting. And you know what? The problem that we have is that it's hard to notice the things that are happening right underfoot. I think that's a hard one. It's a hard one for all of us. The holograms in the future. Siemens talks about, and they had a hologram dance. I'm not joking about this. They had a hologram dance a couple of years ago to tout their new hologram medical and hologram in the workplace. That a computer will be your boss. You will no longer have a boss. It'll all be run by AI. And so when we talk about nukes, oh my gosh, just nuke us already. Give me a break. That has been going on for 70 years, the fear of nukes. And the fear of nukes has really been about just the loss of liberty because you can do it on fear. Nobody's actually nuked us. We're not actually nuking anyone else. It's a fear-based thing, okay? If countries really wanted to come after us, they'd band together and nuke us, right? It's not happening. What I fear is the new, what we think of reality sold to us in the form of metaverse, in the form of not being reality, trying to understand what is reality and what is not. They also talked about also having a chip in the brain instead of the VR. People got VRs this Christmas, you know, virtual reality headsets. They said, oh, that pesky headset, you don't want that. You just want something in your brain that you can just tell, hey, take me to this place and I'll be in that place. It's creepy. The hologram future is creepy. Start looking into it. Start really researching that. Because everything about it, everything they sell you is fake. It has nothing behind it. No real anything. Just fakery at the end of the day. And we've got to make sure our kids know what's coming and our grandkids. Right? I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you this afternoon. Thank you.
InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.